It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's Thursday, September 23rd. Thank you for joining us. Oh, yeah. I know that I'd like to think you listen for the show and the content and things like Who's Going to Hell is coming up, but I really know because Keith tells me you only listen to win Disneyland tickets.
Well, that is a big one. That doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. You got to listen for the keyword. Don't know what the keyword is. Do we know what the keyword is?
You have to listen for it.
Well,
there's a lot of listening that we're making people do on this radio station.
Yeah. Why are we making people listen?
For being a radio station, we're really asking people to listen to a lot of different things.
Is the keyword Toyota?
It's not, but it should be.
It should be every day.
That's right. It is our. It's our Toyota, keyword. But it's our keyword.
Toyota, yes, always brings you the Heidi and Frank Show. SoCal dealers, Toyota.
Dealers, Toyota.
The SoCal dealers of Toyota.
It's the dyslexic's cars drive.
Yes, pretty much. But yeah, you can win some Disneyland tickets. Passes and $500. So that'll get you some Dole Whip.
Ooh, yeah.
So keep listening. If you don't win today, you can try again tomorrow because they start with a clean slate every day. And yesterday's winner was Danielle Franco.
Okay. Congrats, Danielle.
I wonder if that's any relation to Ani DeFranco. Whose birthday it is today.
Well, that's weird.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
How old's Ani DeFranco?
51.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, 51 years old. Do you know Ani DeFranco?
Do I know her?
You a fan?
I'm not friends with her. She's not been to the house.
You a fan? I mean, that's like is she a big lesbian?
Is she a big lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
Let me look her up. She's not on my radar.
Really? You've never heard of Ani DeFranco?
Oh, of course I have. Yeah. Do I know her music?
Sometimes I see myself through the eyes of a stray dog.
She's not gay.
From an alley
gay as hell.
No, she's married to. She's been married to two men. I mean, that doesn't mean she's not gay.
No, those are women.
She's got a big.
She's so gay. Those are women.
She's got a big gay following, probably. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 818-955. My God, my voice is shot again. Once again, do my best to get through the
now,
show.
Now, are you going home and sipping honey and hot tea?
If that's what you want to call it.
I mean, I think a little.
Hey, could you pour me another honey and hot tea?
Some hot tea.
What's
with
that
honey?
It's a honey and hot tea.
And you know, you should be drinking something hot now and not a carbonated Monster. Nothing against Monster, but when you've got throat troubles,
what you can't drink carbonated stuff.
Nah, I figured. No, you shouldn't.
Or caffeine, I don't think is good. It shrinks your vessels.
You should be drinking hot beverage. Okay. Oh, my God. I want to punch you so bad.
I know.
Ugh. All right.
Well, it is Thursday. I mean,
try to care about you, but I see it's for nothing.
You can't look forward to the show because of my voice.
Definitely
but you
not.
Can look forward to the show on Thursdays for? What's going on here, Eric? Hold on a second. Part. Production.
Oh, okay. We're going to get production in here. An engineering team will get in here.
I don't know.
And the system that we normally use to hit buttons and hear something say like, who's going to hell? That computer is constantly breaking.
All right, here we go.
So it's nearly impossible to do a radio show.
Well, every time I come in, everything's changed around in here. So
I think it's time for a home studio.
Oh, wow. Believe me.
That no one can mess with.
It will be, and if they don't offer that option, then I guess it's like, see ya. Sorry,
see you guys.
Nari.
Bye-bye. Sayonari.
Enjoy music in the morning.
Yeah. You know, that way everything's nice every day, and it's the same. And it's, and it's something that's our own. It's ours, you know? And I think after 20-some years of doing a radio show for this fine city of Los Angeles.
Well, we've only done it for, 10 years here, though? I mean, you get for 10 years anywhere, huh?
Well, I think at some point it would be nice to have something that's all our own.
No.
Too much to ask?
Not here.
Oh, not here. No.
We'll work on that, though.
Yeah.
But, it is Thursday.
Okay.
It's about 6:19. Actually, it is 6:19, and it's time to play.
Who's going?
Who's going to hell? The most controversial game in radio. It's where we search the world for the most horrible news stories on the planet. Most of these stories you'll never hear on your local news or even your national news in the evening. They bury them deep in the internet, but we dig them up and bring them to you every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. because really the only audience that can handle such news are the 6 a.m.ers, the ones who get up in the dark every day and go to work, the hard workers who really have thick skin. Because otherwise, you'd be a drooling, sobbing mess with snot bubbles coming out of your nose if you heard these stories any other hour. All right? So, I don't remember who won last week.
I did.
You remember who won? Who won?
I did. I do. I did.
You did win?
I do remember, and I did.
All right. That means, Heidi, you can present your story first, or you can divert one of us. But 818-955-2955 is the number to play. Somebody's going to win a prize just for voting. Doesn't matter who you vote for, but some random voter is going to win either Judas Priest tickets for October 6th or Volbeat and Ghost tickets for March 3rd of next year. So it's your choice of ticket for who's going to hell. All right, Heidi, are you going to go first? Or are you going to go to one of us?
I'm going to go
all
first. Right. A 44-year-old woman was arrested after she dragged her 8-year-old daughter with her car because her little daughter didn't want her mommy to drive drunk. Officers responded to a call regarding a major accident. When they arrived, they found an 8-year-old girl mangled with wounds and abrasions all over her body. Police learned that the very intoxicated mother wanted to leave her house, but she could barely stand up. The little girl was concerned about her mommy driving due to her intoxication level, so she followed her mom to her car. And according to the police, the girl grabbed the passenger door handle and screamed and cried to her mom to stop. Please don't. The drunk mother drove off after looking at her daughter and proceeded to drag the little girl more than 300 feet. A male bystander witnessed the daughter getting dragged and attempted to intervene. The bystander tried getting the drunk mom out of the car, but she stopped the car momentarily, then drove off again, dragging him. And then she fled the scene. After that, they found the woman. The police found the woman hiding in bushes. And as officers tried to take her into custody, she resisted and kicked them. She was arrested, booked on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, child endangerment, resisting a peace officer, and battery against a peace officer. According to the police, the little girl was transported to a hospital, and she's in the ICU. The mom is still mad that her daughter tried to stop her. So my nominee for who's going to hell is Mother Adores Drunk Driving.
Ah.
What was it?
Because her mom's mad that the little girl tried to stop her.
What was it?
Mother adores drunk driving.
Mother adores drunk driving is what you would say if you want to vote for Heidi's contestant.
Because she's mad.
Yeah, you see. Because the mother was mad that the...
she's not against it.
She adores it.
She adores it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's not my best work.
Okay. 818-955-2955 is the number. Yeah. A text coming in says, 818 says, let's take bets on how long it takes Crab to call in and creep on Heidi's hair. You guys want to take bets? I say I'll take less than a second. Hello, Crab.
Damn it. Hey. Did you win?
Did I win? Oh, my God, I won.
You did.
Heidi, your hair is beautiful this morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's a lot different than the hat hair.
Yes,
and
it is.
May I say, Heidi, that happy early birthday for one thing. But
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's tomorrow, Crab.
Beautiful old broad that I've ever seen on the radio.
You should write Hallmark cards.
I'm the most beautiful old broad that he's ever seen on the radio.
Actually, Crab, I did get your letter sent and saying, you know, congratulations on 9 years at KLOS. I appreciate that, Crab. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Put me back on hold, please.
Okay.
So he's not voting.
I guess not.
He just wants to be on hold?
Okay.
I think he wants to vote. We've only had one contestant.
Right? Yeah, he hasn't heard the other contestants, Heidi.
Put me back on hold, please.
See, because he needs to hear the other contestants to play.
Right. I thought maybe I was getting a birthday vote without...
Oh, now you're just begging for birthday votes? Oh. Nice job.
No, I don't deserve to win today. And if I do, it's an
You wouldn't asterisk. Even vote for yourself today. You haven't even heard the other contestants.
Well, I got to hear the other contestants. And I think Johnny should just... Let's go around
Johnny,
the horn.
Johnny, what you got?
Okay, all right. A Michigan woman has been charged with felony animal cruelty charges after more than 80 cats, dead and alive, were found in her home. 67-year-old Kathleen Ann Herkmans was arrested on September 1st. Public safety officers began an investigation into Herkmans following a report of animal cruelty. After obtaining search warrants, officers discovered that a large number of cats were present in the home and living in filthy conditions, likely to cause sickness or disease. Investigators began to live trap the cats at the home. There are so many cats that trapping has continued over the last few weeks, and to date, 65 cats were found alive. In addition, officers found at least 15 dead cats decomposing in and around the home. Public safety says it's suspected that additional cats are still in the home, and efforts are ongoing to recover them. So a woman charged with animal cruelty for having too many cats in her home, and it's taken weeks to remove them all. My contestant's name is... With so much pussy under one roof, you'll be back for more.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Oh. That's what you have to say if you want to vote for Johnny's contestant for Who's Going to Hell. What do you got to say again?
With so much pussy under one roof, you'll be back for more.
Oh, man.
Eric.
That sounds
Crab,
so
do you still
weird.
Want to wait to hear the rest of the contestants, or you want to vote now?
I kind of like Johnny's, but I want to hear you guys.
All right, stay at home, Crab. Stay at home.
Please, I like this commentary from Crab. Please, every contestant.
Crab commentary.
All right. So
Eric's going next?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going around the horn. Okay, here we go.
All right. I still haven't chosen what contestant name I'm going with.
You really? That's what
stressed me out.
Look
how many I wrote down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go last.
Yeah. No, none of them are good. That's the problem.
Oh, wow. Well, mine wasn't either, but that didn't stop me.
Neither was Johnny's. A young boy was abused and tortured for years before his death as he was locked in the attic, tortured with an electric dog collar, and forced to eat his own feces.
Oh, my God.
His name is Dakota Collins. His twisted dad pleaded guilty to the torture and murder of the 10-year-old boy this week. In December of 2019... The victim was rushed to the hospital after the dad told 911 operators his son was not responding. Well, an investigation concluded Dakota had been tortured, beaten, and raped by his father. Items recovered from the home following a search warrant revealed a taser that he used on the boy, 4 different electric dog collars, a combination lock used to lock him in the attic, and then they discovered he was also forced to eat his own feces and had suffered injuries such as scratching and bruising from sexual assault. Pretty bad.
Okay.
So the dad used an electric dog collar, treated him like a dog, and made him eat his own poop. Let's go with Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Scooby-Doo-Doo? What else did you have?
Yeah, yeah, let's look. I'm curious. Let's
well, his sidekick, Crappy-Doo.
Crappy-Doo? No.
Old Smeller? Air Butt? Here, Assy.
Assy.
Oh.
Poo Patrol. Lady and the Cramps. And Marmadookie.
All right, so which one did you actually go with?
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo-Doo, if you want to vote for Eric's contestant.
Listen, I think it's fair to say it's a weak week.
It's fair to say that I won.
Well, we'll see. What do you got?
Well, here we go.
Let's hear it. And away we go.
An Egyptian man allegedly killed his infant by feeding her toxic milk. Yet, he is said to have mixed insecticide in his baby's milk and fed her while his wife was asleep. The baby's stillborn mother said, "My husband did not want the baby since the very moment I learned I am pregnant. He wanted me to abort her. I refused, although he insisted. He used to say that he would get me into trouble if I did not abort the fetus. He once told me that he would sell the baby and would not buy her anything if I continued with the pregnancy. He prepared me some food mixed with sleeping pills and gave my daughter, the baby, her poisoned milk. Well, the next day when I woke up, my baby did not wake up. I took her to the hospital against his will, and forensic reports proved that she died of poisoning. I reported the crime to local police, and I wish they will execute him by hanging."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm for that. That sounds
so,
right.
So, man mixes poison in milk bottles to kill his infant. My contestant for Who's Going to Hell is milk. It does a baby dead. All right.
Who's going to hell?
Quick reminder of our contestant names. That's how you cast your votes. You just repeat the contestant nickname that we gave our story, and that's how your votes are cast. Heidi?
Mother adores drunk driving.
With so much pussy under one roof, you'll be back for more.
Scooby Doo Doo.
And milk. It does a baby dead. All right, Crab. Who are you going to vote for who's going to hell?
Well, they're all pretty good this week. Milk. It does a baby dead.
Mm. All right, Crab. Thank you.
I have a feeling that's the last thing he heard and it's the thing he remembered. That's fine.
Roy, who's going to hell?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going with, Scooby Doo Doo.
Hey, Eric.
Scooby Doo Doo made it.
Did not expect that for you this week.
Hello, AJ.
What's going on, people?
Who's going to hell?
So much pussy under one roof, you'll be back for more.
Mm. All right, Johnny made it to the scoreboard. Hello, Denise.
Morning.
Good
who's
morning.
Going to hell?
Scooby Doo Doo.
Scooby Doo Doo's got two votes. Let's see. We got Zach on line six. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Who's going to hell?
I'm going to have to go with Milk. It does a baby dead.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Milk does a baby dead. Has two votes.
Tight race.
Very, very tight race. Next up is Taco. Hey, Taco.
Oh, man. It felt like that whole Marmaduke theme was really cool. But I think Milk does it.
Oh, yeah.
You won.
Taco, you won, too. Do you want Judas really? Priest tickets or do you want Volbeat and Ghost?
What? I'm going to Volbeat style, yeah?
That's right. Volbeat and Ghost, two tickets. March 3rd, Honda's in Anaheim. Nice. Those are yours.
Happy Thursday.
You too.
Awesome. Stay on hold, Taco. All right, we play Who's Going to Hell every Thursday at 6 a.m. This is the only time we can play it. With an audience who can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so to, I guess, cleanse our palate from the bad news, you want to talk about America's favorite dips?
Of course.
Yes.
Oh. Well, let's see.
America's favorite dips. What?
Heidi.
Oh, I don't even understand what you mean, huh? Yeah.
I didn't say dipshits. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. I'm getting applause after he sits with me. Thank you. Thank you.
You too,
you
got to
be a VIP. You got to be
How
a VIP.
Dare you?
Uncensored show.
Jordan, I thought you were the one that I kind of liked around here. Now we're just definitely hanging on by a thread.
It was the last straw, Jordan. She's out of here. Ladies. All right, what do you think? As far as your favorite dip, I mean, just your own personal favorite, how do you match up with America, Heidi?
Boy, it would be a tight race between, for me, between sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and ranch. Onion.
Ranch. Do you have any ranch?
No, not at all.
What?
Nope, that didn't make it.
Wait, does it go under French onion?
Well, yeah.
French onion dip?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
I think.
Yeah, French onion sour. Dip. I make my own, so I use sour cream.
There is French onion dip.
French onion.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Ranch is not French onion dip.
No, I said either French. It's a toss-up between onion dip for me and
No, you
ranch.
Said sour cream and onion. That's totally different than French onion.
Because that's how I make it. I make it at home. I make it myself with sour
cream.
But
then you're making French onion dip. That's what French onion, like the soup.
You get the soup packs.
And you put that in sour cream.
Correct. That's what I make. What is that?
That's French onion dip.
That's
not sour cream and onion.
That's what I'm talking French onion dip. I use sour cream as the paste. Jesus, I hate it here. Give me French onion. That's what I meant.
All right,
I spoke wrong.
French onion dip. Let's see.
Number one.
No, it was five.
All right.
On the list of favorite dips in America. Johnny, what's your favorite dip?
I said French onion, so I should count for that. She shouldn't get any points. I should get points for that.
Was French onion your actual choice?
That was my actual choice.
Your favorite dip is French onion
sure.
dip.
Oh, sure. Cheating
French
on my paper.
Shut up.
Yay. A couple potato chips. Some wavy.
Do you make your own like Heidi at home?
I do.
And what do you use to make that?
Lipton.
Sour cream.
All right, Jordan, your favorite dip. Where do you match up?
Well, salsa. Salsa's number one answer, right? Top of the list.
Well, is salsa a dip or is salsa salsa?
No, you dip a chip and then you come up with, yeah.
You can dip a chip in anything to make it dip.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what the hell is, that's the whole point, because you're dipping a chip into something. That's why it's called dip.
So
it's the process. It's a verb and the noun for the actual stuff you're dipping in.
Is milk a dip when you put a cookie in it? You go, grab the dip. I'm having some Oreos.
No, because you drink the milk to wash down the cookie. You don't drink the French onion dip.
Speak for yourself.
Well,
this girl does.
That explains a lot. That really does. I assumed that.
When you're out of chips but you still got dip, what are you going to do? Throw it away? Nope. Glug, glug, glug.
Nope. Just put some water in it. Thin it out because Mama needs a thirst quencher.
And oh my God, onion dip is so refreshing.
So Heidi's saying salsa is not even a dip.
I'm asking. I'm asking because salsa just sort of seems like.
You didn't ask. You kind of came out of the box when he said salsa. You're like, is salsa a dip or is salsa salsa?
She's still bitter about the applause.
She really is.
I'm not going to side with you anymore, Jordan.
And, you know what? Your hair does look fantastic.
Thank you, Jordan. Oh, we're back to being besties.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. They're so easy, aren't they? Would you go to marriedgame.com?
Does Jordan have the number one answer on the board?
Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Jordan got the number one answer on the board.
Oh,
salsa.
I knew it. Of course. Who doesn't love salsa?
It's the number one dip in America. Okay. All right. Eric, if you're following along, and salsa is the number one dip in America, what would be number two?
Well, it's been tough to follow along, I'll be honest, but I'm still here.
I know.
I'm still here.
Well, at least you're here. The audience is long gone.
Me and listener are still here.
Right? And listener. And crab is still there, you know. Crab dip!
I'm going to go with a guacamole.
Guacamole's following along. Guacamole was number two. So, Corey, if you're following along.
I just finished my last caller.
All right. If you're following along, we're talking about favorite dips in America. Salsa being number one, guacamole number two. What would be number three?
Let's go with spinach dip.
Spinach artichoke dip,
Spinach dip would be number four. So
not bad.
Number three is still open. If you were following along.
Easy.
Salsa being number one, guacamole being number two. What is number three?
And Heidi better get it.
She won't get it. She considers it a beverage.
The number three dip. Well, that
Heidi dips Oreo cookies in.
That would be queso.
Queso, yes. Yes, number three. So now we got the top five.
You know I'm getting queso. Come on.
Salsa, guacamole, queso, spinach, artichoke, and then French onion. In the sixth spot, don't know. No one's going to get it. Hummus.
Oh, I was going to say that was going to be one of my guesses, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't even act like that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had to keep something in my pocket for when you go around the horn.
Low class. Everybody knows freaks.
Hummus.
I
got to
guess hummus.
Supremely spicy hummus. That's a really good one. I don't like the regular, just regular old garbanzo bean one.
I'm sorry.
Not my favorite, but.
So let me ask you this. Seven-layer dip.
Is number eight.
Oh, it is.
Oddly, yes.
That's a whole bunch of different ones.
They just combine it. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much every dip on the list in layers.
In one.
Mm-hmm.
But number seven was buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, I love it. Buffalo chicken dip.
What is buffalo chicken dip?
It's like you can get
it's like shredded chicken.
Isn't that just
and it's sort of orange
blue
in color.
Cheese?
No.
It's a buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah. It's it's in like a little container.
Or am I saying it wrong? It's all together in a dip called buffalo chicken dip. It's not a buffalo chicken dip.
No. It's a buffalo chicken dip. Wait, not a buffalo chicken dip.
So it has meat. It has like meat in the
There's
dip.
Meat in the
There's
dip.
Meat in the dip.
Does that disqualify it from a dip though? Because now that's just like shredded
Shut up,
chicken.
Salsa.
Now it's a soup.
Yeah.
If you got the chicken in the dip, it's a soup.
No, because you eat it with a chip. That's how you determine if it's a dip or not. You have to eat it with a chip. You don't use a utensil.
So is chili a dip? Because you could dip it out with crackers.
No, chili's a soup.
No, because you use a spoon for chili. Everybody uses a spoon for
chili. No, you can actually use a saltine on that.
You put the saltine on top of it, and then you eat it with a spoon.
All right.
You actually crumble all the
crumbs. Nine is bean dip. Ten is pizza dip.
What's pizza dip?
That'd be that butter sauce that you get from Papa John's, right?
But that's butter.
I would say it's marinara sauce. Isn't that
pizza I would say
dip?
Sometimes it's ranch.
Well, so there you go. Is marinara sauce a dip if you stick something in it?
Yes.
So a sauce can become a dip.
So spaghetti you cover in dip.
Could I get some extra dip on the side?
And one of my favorites growing up.
What?
That probably none of you ever had. Pimento cheese dip. Never had. I loved pimento cheese growing up. Always had.
You have it on a sandwich, right? You don't dip things in that. That's
you can do crackers. Put on crackers.
But if you put it on a cracker, you didn't dip the cracker in it. Since the
that becomes a spread.
The action is not dip is dipping anymore.
Yeah, then your dip becomes a spread.
Well, and there's the segue. America's favorite spreads. Here we go.
Cream cheese.
You saying Heidi again or your mom? Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go peanut butter.
Oh yeah.
That's peanut butter.
I don't have that list. I'm kidding.
I guess the number one. Mayonnaise.
You got to come back, Johnny, about your mom.
Oh, yeah. Your mom is so dumb. Animals use her for testing.
What? Oh, okay.
Give me a minute.
He needs to reboot.
All right. But which one was your favorite, now that you know all the favorite dips? Was the one you actually said your favorite, or were you just trying to play the game? I mean, is French onion dip your favorite, or is salsa your favorite, or guac, or queso, whatever? What is your favorite dip?
Also,
Look at that! Look at that! Typical.
That's my, but I never considered it a dip. I guess.
Because you drink it.
Right. It's more of a beer mug. It's more of a smoothie.
A frosted beer mug.
It's more of a salsa smoothie for me.
It's a chunky juice cleanse.
It's a chip chaser.
Would you jump in a pool, Heidi, of salsa?
No.
In exchange for a free year's supply of salsa.
Oh, no. I'm not putting salsa in my lady parts because
why,
I like spicy.
Why are you jumping in naked?
Well, no, even if I have clothes on, it's going to get into my lady parts.
You can't wear bikini bottoms and
it's going to get in there.
How do you, my God.
Things get wet if they're covered with clothes.
Yeah, but you're not going to get any, like, chunks of onion.
No, but the spices and stuff will get in there and cause bacterial infection. No way.
No, it won't.
Nope, not doing it. Not for
Johnny, mm-hmm. Would you jump into a pool of whatever your favorite dip is to
French onion dip?
Receive a year supply of French onion. Who needs a year supply of French onion dip?
During football season? Yeah, hell yeah.
You can go through that. Yeah, just 3 or 4 months.
52% of us love dip so much that we jump into a pool of it to receive a free year of that dip. Mm. So there you go.
Wow.
That's your dip news.
Wow. Bet you didn't think it was going to go on that long, did you?
No, it was one of Keith's ideas. No, it wasn't.
Way to go, Keith.
Yeah, it's Thursday, September 23rd. You can get at that dip tonight, Heidi, for the WNBA Finals. They tip off tonight.
Oh, all right. Who's playing?
Girls.
Against girls?
Girls against girls.
Oh,
that's
my
favorite. That's my WNBA knowledge.
That's my favorite. Girl-on-girl action, I think, is
it's expected to be a low-scoring game with no dunks. A lot of layups.
There could be some dunks.
A lot of layups and traveling. I don't know. Who's playing in the WNBA Finals? I don't want to offend anybody.
Tonight, your Dallas Wings take on the Chicago Sky.
That's kind of weird. They named them after a sanitary napkin.
Oh, yeah.
The Dallas Wings. It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
It's the Wings versus the Sky.
Well, isn't that always how it is?
Doesn't the Wings always beat the Sky? Because...
I mean, I'd be
that's
more
the whole point
of
the wing
hurricanes.
Is beating the sky to get in the air. Whatever.
Something to think about.
Are there any really menacing WNBA team mascots? Or are they all just like Wings, Sky, Mimosas?
Yeah, see, I'd be more worried if I were the
Mimosas.
And I
brunches.
Take
the Boston Brunches.
The Seattle Secretaries.
Oh,
Johnny. Two of you. Oh, my. And Eric, you knock it off over there, too.
If I were the Wings, I'd be more scared of the Seattle Storm.
Yeah.
That's a more menacing
storm,
opponent.
Right. You don't want to go. You don't want to fly when there's a storm.
You got the Aces.
Okay.
The Liberty.
Yeah.
That's not even plural.
Probably after Lady Liberty.
The Mystics. Not the Suns, because that's an NBA team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Sun.
Same place, Phoenix? The Phoenix Sun?
It's the Connecticut Sun.
Oh, I don't think of Sun, but I think of Connecticut.
I don't either.
They're taking on the Atlanta Dream.
Oh, God.
We have the Sparks, right?
Yeah.
That's us.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Not quite a fire. Well, just a spark.
Yeah.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take Indiana to change the Fever? Because that is not appropriate
COVID.
For now.
Yeah,
right. They can't even play if they come up with the Fever.
Yeah.
I think they have to stay home.
Isn't that
They'd be quarantined. They show up just for their mascot name.
So today it'll be the Wings versus the Sky and Liberty versus Mercury.
Yeah, it's a first round single elimination.
Okay.
So.
One and we're out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess they can't take a 7-game series seems a little overdone, huh? Mm. Let's see. Netflix buys rights to entire Roald Dahl story company. Mm-hmm. Can you name any of the Roald Dahl stories?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Actually, it's called Willy Wonka, but whatever, Eric. You think you're so smart.
Nope, it's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, it's Willy Wonka.
I am currently reading it.
Including the rights to stories, including Willy Wonka, in quotation marks.
Well, and it's...
I'm reading it directly from the news.
But it is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, as far as the books go.
They'll argue about anything. Salsa over here, huh?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, what's that say right there?
It does say it, but they're wrong.
Somebody wrote that.
Oh, I'm supposing it's not Matilda.
Matilda.
Or James and the Giant Peach.
Big Friendly Giant.
So if you're excited about that, good for you. Mm. Now, there's another death in the news.
Uh-oh.
Influential independent filmmaker best known. His name's Melvin Van Peebles.
Is it Mario's dad?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But known for the Sweetback's Badass song. I'm not familiar. He died at 89, doesn't say why. So young. Sweetback's, but Badass is that B-A-A-D-A-S-S-S-S-S-S. It's Badass.
Huh.
Do you have it? Anybody pull it up?
Let me see it. I can't.
Sweetback's.
That's two words, or are you stuttering?
No, it's Sweetback's, apostrophe S,
okay.
Badass song.
I don't know why I'm having
song
such trouble.
Only has one
Come
S.
Come on, Eric.
Badass has five.
Okay.
Look it up. I want to hear it.
Melvin
Van Peebles.
Okay, this is... Of course, this song.
How about in honor of Melvin Van Peebles, we play This is the Theme for Traffic the rest of the day?
I like it.
This is a great traffic theme. Here's Aki with the traffic.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on out there on the road.
All right, let's just go to it. Here's Aki with the traffic.
Did anyone have Dole Whip yesterday? Yes, I did. Aki Kitayami with a brief traffic update sponsored by Driveway.com. Still got the Siglett in Ontario, 60 eastbound at Grove Avenue. Only the carpool lane is open for the crash investigation. The 60 is stop and go starting at Mountain Avenue. Got a crash in Inglewood. This is blocking the second lane from the left on the 405 northbound near Manchester Boulevard. The 405 just a crawl starting back at El Segundo Boulevard. And then in Compton, CTV, checking on a crash 91 westbound at Santa Fe Avenue. Not exactly sure which lane is blocked. It might be trying to move to the right and shoulder right now. The 91, though, is stop and go coming away from the 605. In South LA, had an accident on the 110 south of Vernon Avenue. They made it to the right-hand shoulder. Still pretty tough drive, though, from Exposition Boulevard. And then in Glendale, watch out for some debris on the 134 eastbound at Glendale Avenue. A little bit of slowing there, and CHP's on the way to run a traffic break. Driveway is changing the way people buy and sell cars. Just go online and buy your dream car and get it delivered to your driveway. Find them at driveway.com now. That's driveway.com. That's your traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
That's your Sweetback's Badass traffic. With Aki. Oh, yeah.
Funky.
That's what he's best known for, I guess.
And Heidi was correct that Mario Van Peebles is actually his son.
The very handsome
How many
actor.
Van Peebles could there be?
I, uh,
Well, listen, you never know. I had a simple question.
Yeah. If you celebrate your birthday today on September 23rd, you celebrate with Alyssa Sutherland. You want to say the name Sutherland? You don't have any relatives you want to come to mind?
Is that Kiefer's sister?
I don't think so.
See? But how many Sutherlands could there be?
Donald.
Right.
So, at least I named one more.
It's probably a...
We got stuck on two Van Peebles.
We're all stuck right. on two Sutherlands.
Alyssa Sutherland. Maybe she's one of the Sutherlands.
Maybe it's...
Of the famous Sutherland acting clan. Because she is Queen Oslaug, Ragnar's second wife on Vikings. Remember her?
So
I
long.
Never saw it.
You don't watch Vikings?
No.
A History Channel?
No.
It's a great show. Watch it.
Sounds educational.
It's not really your type of thing, though.
I mean, I like...
But there is religion. Christianity.
Oh, do they kill people in the name of
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Odin rules. Jesus sucks.
God.
Oh. That's their chant. Odin rules. Jesus sucks.
Okay. I'll try it out.
Hmm. Anthony Mackie, 43 years old, Falcon in the Marvel superhero movies. Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony is turning 47. You know what his God-given name was? Erectile dysfunction.
Huh. Huh. Wow.
Friend of the show, I'm pretty sure he's been in the studio with us before. Jermaine Dupri.
Yes, he has.
Turned 49.
Yeah, he was on Dish.
Mentioned her earlier, Ana DeFranco is turning 51.
Sometimes I see myself through the eyes of
can't play Untouchable Face.
From an alley across the
Eric.
Sometimes I see.
Here's another friend of the show. He played George Costanza on Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, turning 62.
Yeah, he's cool.
Bruce Springsteen's turning 72.
Falling down in a dead man's town. The first kick that took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog.
At this age, he's changing the name of the band to ED Street Band.
Are you having problems?
A lot of those jokes. Yeah,
erectile dysfunction jokes. A lot of them.
Really, really just.
Are they landing soft?
A little soft.
Oh, okay.
It's a little soft landing.
Julio Iglesias is turning 78. That's Enrique's father.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Today is Redhead Appreciation Day. And it's also Celebrate Bisexuality Day. So, fellas, you know, go out and have sex with your redheaded buddy.
There you go. Yeah.
But two birds right there.
Too bad you got that ED. That's
yeah, if you
problems.
Can even get it.
I mean aren't redheads the cause of ED?
Hmm.
All right, anyway, let's take a quick break and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Howdy, Frank Show. Thursday, September 23rd. You can always text the program. You can text HF and your comments to 68683. 818 checking in says, Frank, it's your responsibility to have a good voice. You're a broadcaster. You are cheating the audience by having an SE voice.
Why is Keith texting during the show?
I know. Well, if you are listening on 95.5 KLOS, I mean, how much did you pay to show up today? It's not like I'm Adele. You paid to go to my concert, and you got to listen to Miss Polyp Throat singing Rolling in the Deep. So relax.
It's free. What more do you want? That's the.
It is free.
It's a slogan on our show.
I sang Rolling in the Dip earlier.
Hello.
There you go. Take that.
Uh-huh.
Blow it out your ass. Thank you, Jordan. See, I'm learning.
Uh-huh.
I was so hungry for breakfast, but now after hearing Frank's voice, dirty bong voice, not so much. Hashtag flam.
What do we think is going on with your
voice?
Yeah,
you're going to feel really bad when I pull a Norm MacDonald on you.
Oh.
Frank, stop.
You know what? He never told anybody.
Frank.
What? Who knows? I went to the doctor. He said it didn't look like cancer.
Well, when
but he didn't tell me what it looked like. Could look worse.
When stuff doesn't go away.
It's like I've never seen anything like that before. It doesn't look like cancer, though.
You know how many times for a decade I knew something was wrong with my insides and I kept going to my doctor and he's like, you're fine. Everything's fine. I'm like, no, but there's just like I feel like a lump. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Like 3-4 different doctors.
Right. I've gone to one and they told me, you know, what he thinks. And so that's enough for me.
No, that's not enough.
Second opinion, third opinion. I think you're just looking for attention.
Until you drop dead of vocal cord cancer. I'm not sure that's a thing, but whatever. Hot beverages. Honey.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, you weren't calling me, honey.
Whatever it takes at this point.
Going back to the dip conversation, it says...
Please.
Heidi sounds like a dip in this conversation.
Maybe that's the point.
Yeah, she's method.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And tell Heidi she's dumb. That's from the 951. You mentioned during the dip conversation, you had the argument that is milk a dip because you put cookies in it.
I was making a joke.
No, you weren't. Oh, you were very passionate. You dip chips and you dunk cookies.
So milk is a dunk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pour yourself a nice big tall glass and dunk.
909 says, what about caviar as a dip? Oh, relax, 909. You don't know what that is. Caviar. Shut up.
But damn it, just bait.
With the number one dip being salsa, I guess this proves like culturally how America has evolved. Because is it ketchup a dip? Oh. You think ketchup would be the number one dip in America to go with the fries?
Ketchup's a condiment. Can a condiment be a dip?
But you dip your fries in it.
Or you put it on a hamburger.
So you put salsa on chips.
Do you?
Nacho plate. Mm. You put the bean dip directly on the chips.
But then it becomes a topping.
That's right.
No longer.
All right. See, we could argue about this all day.
You put salsa in a burrito.
But the audience paid too much to hear this.
Listen, I think what we're discovering right now, what we are really discovering right now, and this is about as woke as I'm going to get, and then that's it. We have a lot of trans condiments and dips and salsas because sometimes you are a salsa. Sometimes you're a topping. Sometimes you're a dip. Sometimes you're a dunk. And sometimes you're a spread. And it's all okay. You guys, my whole point is it's all okay.
You're just edible fluid.
It's all okay. You be with your salsa, you want to be a dip.
But isn't an edible fluid a drink?
Exactly.
We'll see.
We're all fluid.
That's why it's so confusing. That's why everything about that whole process is confusing.
This is dip fluid.
What's this dip's pronoun?
Listen, I don't know, but it's delicious.
818 says, why is Heidi so annoying today? I don't know.
I guess that's what I sound like when I'm out of F's to give.
Because every other day she's not.
Right. They're just used to it. This must be a new listener.
Yeah, they got to base it on something.
Well,
when have you never been annoying?
You got to be more specific so I know exactly. Hey, listener, be more specific so I know what to work on. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I too chatty and opinionated? Well, get ready because it's going to get worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's... out of the F's. Mm-hmm. Does not care.
Oh, no. Mama used to care.
Yeah, can you believe but that?
Now there's no hope.
Go back and listen as a VIP. That's when she cared.
Right.
How sad is that?
Uh-huh. So settle in. If you don't like this, it gets worse.
Oh, my God. It's only going to get worse. Listen to a breakdown. and not by Christian Hand this time. It's just a mental breakdown of Heidi on the air.
Yes. Voice by voice, by thought by thought.
It's each part of her brain's going to break down slowly. Right now we're in the hippocampus.
Yes, right. Wait till we get to my cerebellum. Name other brain parts. So let's keep
all right, round table. Round table, name other brain parts. That's funny.
Lobe. Lobe.
Well, there are lobes of your brain, all right. Sure.
Another part of your brain, yeah, Jordan.
He wasn't very specific, but I'm going to take frontal lobe.
Frontal lobe, yeah, all right. Mm. You were talking ear lobes. Ear lobe, I know they're close to the brain, but not quite
that's
brain.
That's where Johnny's brains are, his ear lobes, if that tells you anything. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, was that annoying?
The cerebrum.
Yes, yes it was. You're staying in character. The cerebrum.
Wow, Eric. Mm.
All right. So how many we named four so far? How many are there?
I have no idea. All I know is cerebrum and cerebellum. So,
yeah.
And I guess lobes. Those are easy, Johnny. Lobules.
Yeah.
I think we covered it.
Okay. That's all the brains we have anyway. Yeah. There might be more, but I don't think we have it.
The tissue.
Yeah. The adrenal glands, pituitary gland.
What's that soft spot on the top? The fontanelle?
The fontanelle. Yeah, that closes up, though, after you're about a year old.
Your what?
Fontanelle. That soft spot where you see a baby's heart beating.
I call that baby dip. the chips.
That's a brain dip.
That's delicious. Can't get that in Texas anymore.
No.
It's the only reason I used to go.
My God.
They had the best baby dip in the nation.
Wow. Oh, the cerebral cortex.
Oh, that's like the big easy one.
Yeah, and the frontal cortex as well.
I don't think it's a frontal cortex.
The hypothalamus.
I said that. No, I said hippocampus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hypothalamus.
The spinal cord is technically part of your brain.
Are there glands that are part of the brain, like the pituitary?
Adrenals. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the pituitary gland is there.
All right. 951, Heidi's nagging will kill you first before any cancer would. Thank you.
My nagging, because I'm such a nagger to you.
What?
I do not nag you. I let so much go. I could nag you about your vocal cords every day. Well, I let it go.
I could nag you about yours every day.
You do!
I do.
And I expect nothing less. If you didn't,
and your voice hasn't changed.
No, not at all.
It used to have a sweeter tone back in the day. If you go back to, if you're a VIP, go back to early shows. Heidi had such a sweet tone in her voice. Now with the zero Fs, you can almost hear it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's changed. You should see a doctor about it. Medulla oblongata.
I do twice a week.
We never talked about the oblongata, did we?
Oh. What's the oblongata do? Sounds like an album. From like,
is, oh, 951 says, is Heidi's Aunt Flo visiting from the Redlands? No, it's not possible.
She doesn't come see me anymore.
You're not supposed to ask that either.
Oh, right. It's a very rude question.
No, I'm just reading a text. I didn't ask you.
I could take you to HR if we had a department.
Take the text to HR. Can't take me to HR. I don't even work here. I realized that long after I've been to HR. I'm like, what am I doing in this meeting? Why don't you call my boss? I turned my hat around.
Hello, is this some sort of problem?
You having an issue with Frank? I'm like, I'm never going to one of these meetings again. Kid, blow it out your ass!
Yeah. And
that was the moment the HR lady quit.
And as much as you think he's joking, that's a 100% true story. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Some stuff, he's just funning, but... That was true. That was something to see.
You know you're a problem employee when the HR person quits.
When she just goes,
I can't. There's nothing I can do here. It's a lost cause.
It's like when a therapist just tells you as a couple, like,
just kill yourself?
Guys, I don't.
Oh.
I don't think.
Had a therapist tell you that?
I don't think I can see you two anymore. I mean, I don't know that I'm.
I think you're going to the wrong therapist.
I don't know that I'm going to be any help to either one of you. I think you should just call it.
What's up with everyone hating on y'all this morning? I don't know.
Oh. Maybe it's them. Maybe it's them that are on their periods. You point your finger, guess what? You put your finger at me, three more pointing back at yourself.
And you're giving a thumbs up.
It's a lot.
Her thumbs are the size of normal people's three fingers, though.
That is true.
Let's hop on the treadmill in science and tech news. What do we got today? A study identifies gene likely responsible for the elimination of tails in early human evolution.
Hmm.
Well, didn't they have to find somebody with a tail to find the gene that is the tail gene to go, oh, that was the gene. And then, obviously, it was eliminated somehow.
Well, because it got hard to wear pants. You know, back in the early days, we didn't wear clothes. But now it's like, well, I'm going to put on a nice pair of pants and the damn tail gets in the way.
No, they
got to evolve out of
it. They used to snip it and also clip our ears, you know.
Yorkies and Dobermans.
They don't clip Yorkies' ears to make them look all badass.
They don't. They do the tails, though. They clip their tails.
Yeah, let's give Yorkies Doberman ears. They look so vicious. Can you see a Doberman who hasn't been clipped?
Yeah, big it's dopey dog.
I'm not scared of you at all.
It's so funny. Pointy ears, way more intimidating.
Yeah, no telling pointy ears. It's like, damn, rip my face off.
Right. Meanwhile, they're just sweet.
Do you think there's anybody listening to the show right now who never lost their evolutionary tail? 818-955-2955 if you have a tail. I got $5 that someone listening to the show has a tail or has been with somebody and discovered a tail during sex.
Okay. Now, because I don't know.
And that person didn't even warn them about the tail.
Yeah, you should probably warn about, like, at least say, I got a little nubbin back there.
It wasn't something. A full, you know, prehensile. They couldn't hang from a tree from it, but it was a nice little nub that stuck off the coccyx, so much so it got underwear lint stuck under it and kind of stunk.
Oh, God.
818-955-2955 if you have that story.
And when we supposedly had tails.
$5 that someone does.
Were they, as humans, were they long whipping tails? Or was it just sort of like like we could let people know we're happy? You know, like, wow, look at her. I think she likes you. Her tail's really wagging.
Those girls on TikTok must be ecstatic.
A lot of wagging tails.
Oh my God, tails are wagging all over that damn thing. 818-955-2955 if you have a tail or witness the tail.
I'll probably pay much.
Tell time. Us your tails.
Your tail tails.
Telltale signs. You got a tail?
Can't find anything, Eric, about how long our tails were if we had them.
Well, it depends how far you're going back, because if you believe science and not Jesus, then we were fish.
Fish so we had tails?
Fish tails first.
So we were like mermaids and mermen.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Do I sound dopey? Do I sound like a dip?
Someone stick a chip in her.
We were fish, supposedly. Then we became primates, but we kept our tails because we had to learn to balance on 2 feet. And the tails kept us balanced. And then we eventually evolved into humans that you see now. So everything, we started to get taller and straighter, and the tails started to shrink and shrink and shrink as we learned to walk.
But that's the science story.
It seems like the tail would have been something we kept because it's like something you can tuck to protect, you know, during a fight, no one's taking a finger in there.
No, it seems like you could grab it. That would be bad.
Oh, yeah, I guess a lot more people are grabbing it and swinging you around by it as opposed to sticking their fingers in it.
But not just people, other animals in nature that you were fighting. If you encountered a dinosaur, you don't want a tail behind you.
I got a really long tail and he just steps on it. Oh, no.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Is that when we started losing our... Johnny just pulled up a picture of a baby. Turn the baby around. I want to see his tail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Otherwise, that baby's hung like a yak.
I mean, yeah, it feels real wrong to even be looking at that.
Oh, Josh has a telltale story. Hey, Josh, tell us about your tall tales.
Wow. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on the way to the boat. Ha.
Oh, lucky you.
I know. I'm stoked.
He's a drunk guy in the boat all day. All right, Josh.
Go ahead. Okay, so what happened was I was dating this girl. I was in between relationships. I was just kind of dating people. And I met this chick. I'll leave her name out. She literally had a small, I would say it was a small tail. Tiny. It was tiny, but it was something different. More than that, though, she had this, like, B-cup. You know how they used to get the silicone implants that would harden up?
Yep.
She had a B cup that was super hard, and then her nipples were about 2 inches long. It was insane. I go, uh-uh.
No, oh, wow.
You said when you never called her again, but that night you went ahead with it.
Yeah, I mean, we went far enough to where I found all that out, you know?
And then you didn't leave. You weren't rude about it. You went ahead and did it and then told all your friends later, but never called her.
Yeah, I was super rude about it later.
Damn.
Oh, Josh.
2 inch long nipples and hard. Oh, silicone.
Crap. I already hung up. I wanted to find out if her nipples were longer than her tail. All right. Who owes me $5? Josh confirmed. Anybody take the bet?
I don't know.
I think you did, Eric.
No, I thought there would I thought there'd be more than that.
The phone lines would be jammed with people with tails listening to this show.
Or discovered tails, at least.
You're right. Yes, actually.
Yeah, Johnny's been Googling human tails, and
it's disturbing.
Yeah, it's gross. Oh my God.
I mean, why are you getting to that age in your life and have kept it? Like it
oh my God.
No, he looks like he's turding and his pants are not down all the way.
He's got a little back wiener. Like a super small back wing.
Why are you getting to be a grown man? He's got hair on his back. Why are you letting a tail?
That's a selfie I sent to Johnny. Johnny, take that down.
Oh, I mean, that's what I picture.
You know it's there because it got caught on his pants. I mean, that's why he wears his pants like that. He can't pull them up any higher.
Because it probably hurts. It bends it.
That was supposed to be between us, Johnny.
Oh, my God. Why are people not having these removed? I don't understand.
I think these are probably third world countries and you can't afford to have like the surgery. And so probably in some of these countries, you're worshipped as a god.
You could numb that with an ice cube and just be like, just go.
Oh my, no, that's fake. That's got to be fake, Johnny.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. We're looking at pictures of people with tails. So if you want to join us, become a VIP and you can watch the webcast. It's radio worth watching after all. Let's see, in other science and tech news. Engineers developed the smallest ever wind-borne machines inspired by tree seeds. The microflyers may have use in environmental monitoring and sensing. So they basically took a page out of the script of Twister. Remember when they had those little helicopter-type things that they put up in the Twister so they could measure the Twister? Mm. And they had to use Pepsi cans or something?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Pepsi. Product placement, big time. But, engineers at Northwestern University. Flying microchip the size of a grain of sand.
Whoa.
Called the microflyer. It's the smallest flying structure ever made by man. The microflyers take flight by catching the wind. Researchers got the idea from aerodynamic seeds, like the propeller seed that comes off the maple trees or star-shaped other seeds.
Yeah, we had those in our yard growing up. I love those, like little helicopters.
Yeah, you try to catch him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. You throw him up in the air.
I just wait for him to fall out of the trees. Oh. Microflyers would potentially be used for wireless communication. So I guess they're just riding on the jet stream.
And you don't see them because they're so small. They're just everywhere.
Yeah, you're worried about the chip being inside the vaccine. Pretty soon you're just going to be inhaling microflyer chips.
Huh.
Or they want to track things like air pollution or airborne viruses. They get these little.
Oh, are we looking at a picture of it right now, Johnny?
Oh my God! It's so small, I can't even see it.
That is crazy. All that information and just that.
I guess you can go down to Venice Beach and someone will write your name on one. It's crazy.
You really got to become a VIP.
That is insane, Johnny. All of that information right there, on that little grain.
Yep.
Sand.
Also, let's see in science tech news here on the treadmill. Where's my treadmill sound effect? There we go. Oh yeah. Really gets me going.
Crank it. Stop.
Oh, I can't. Time to go take a shower.
Yeah.
Animal researchers say hookworms, one of the most common intestinal parasites, are showing signs of resistance against all FDA-approved treatments. What about ivermectin? Wasn't that made for worms?
Yeah.
Horse worms?
Mm-hmm.
They tried that? We're trying it for everything else.
I think it's just because we all just take antibiotics way too easily. Like, oh, I'm going to go down and get an antibiotics. You're like, I think we'd continue doing that all the time.
Johnny, find some pictures of someone who has hookworms. I want to see what their body looks like. I don't want to see a hookworm. I want to see somebody who's has it. Are they thin and skinny?
Because they're eating all their food.
Or is that tapeworms that make you so thin because they absorb everything? Hookworms may be different. Maybe you die of diarrhea.
Yeah, you might be bloated belly.
Distention. Put the dye in it. Also in the business and markets here on the treadmill. U.S. stock markets up. Yes. Federal Reserve signals that it could reverse pandemic stimulus programs this year. But it said it could raise rates, interest rates, as early as next year. So, yeah. If they raise interest rates, a lot of markets will change. So if you're thinking about selling your house, SellersAdvantage.com, do it right now. Well, speaking of real estate markets, the U.S. housing market cooled slightly in August. knew it was coming down a little bit. With sales of previously owned homes falling 2% over July, it suggests potential home buyers are feeling priced out. We got to that point where it's like nobody can afford to buy a house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to stop. And you might see a ripple effect in global markets because the business world has been captivated by the slow-moving train wreck that is known as Evergrande, which is a massive Chinese real estate developer. It's buried up to its penthouse in debt. Investors have feared that because of Evergrande's size and interconnectedness with other companies, its impending collapse could, go spread across markets. Evergrande was able to make an interest payment on a domestic bond yesterday. But the bigger question is whether it'll be able to settle an $83.5 million bill due today.
Mm. If today's the due date and you're still not sure if you can make it work, you're probably not going to be able to make it work.
Minimum payment, $83.5 million. Doesn't really seem like that much in today's money when you're a giant company and you own a ton of real estate. And if it can't pay up in 30 days, it could default, which might cascade across global economy. So you might see the stocks go down. Now, why is it a big deal? Because China has real estate. It's the biggest game in town. China is the world's second largest economy, and its real estate contributes to 29% of its gross domestic product.
Whoa.
But the problem is, they're just building and building and building and building and building and building, and they don't have anybody to put in them. So it's like, actually, Evergrande is paying its people that it owes in unfinished apartments because they didn't have cash, but they have all the buildings. So like, okay, we'll just give you this apartment.
Right, and then you can rent it out and make your money back that way.
Yeah, they have they're in debt $300 billion. Yeah. But this is how you solve the homeless problem in America. You send them to China.
Hey.
They have all this empty apartment space.
Yeah.
That they could use. And, obviously, we send a lot of our business to China to make products because it's way cheaper to make them over there because the wage. So basically, rent can't be that expensive. So we just pay rent for the homeless over there. Maybe they can learn how to make iPhones and Nikes.
Or they work for free in order to have a place to live.
There you go. There's enough empty property in China to house more than 90 million people. Empty.
Whoa.
So to put that in some kind of perspective for you, at the entire population of France, Germany, Italy, the UK and Canada could easily fit in those empty apartments.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, compared the collapse to the investment bank Lehman Brothers during the 2008 bubble. But the experts are saying this isn't Lehman Brothers moment. It's worse. It's big.
Worse.
It's worse than that. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Lehman Brothers was a joke compared to this. So maybe you can buy that house in cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robinhood's announcing the rollout of a crypto wallet. It's a wallet that won't leave a rectangular fade in your pocket. To roll it to a small test group and then the rest of its users next year. Just like regular wallet stores dollars, crypto wallets are going to be where you store your cryptocurrency and make it possible to spend the crypto on other, on the stuff. Just use your crypto
to
spend.
You can just be out at a store and use it.
But, when you buy crypto, like Bitcoin or Ethereum on Robinhood, you don't actually have it in your wallet. Robinhood keeps it in their wallet.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One. Yeah, the company buys it for you, then stores it in their own wallet, which means users can't transfer it out of the app to send to the other.
So you have to go to Robinhood and go, could I get a little bit of my money out?
Which defeats the point of cryptocurrency.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Control freaks.
Do you have our new theme for the traffic department for Marvin Van Peebles, who passed away at 89? This is a song, Sweet, Sweet Backs Badass. For the traffic with Aki.
Thank you very much. Aki Kiriyama here with the brief traffic updates.
I want to hear more.
Want to hear more, Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. 7:35. Going back to the text. And didn't have a lot of calls on the, have you ever seen anybody who has a tail? Or do you have a tail? I think one call had $5 on it because I guess scientists found the gene that when we evolutionary lost our tails. So, and somebody wanted me to ask you through text, Eric, to ask Jesus boy.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah. JB.
Do you believe in God or evolution?
I believe in microevolution.
Is that how your penis was developed?
Yes. I'm hoping that it will evolve. I'm still hoping.
Right now, it's just a small tail in the front.
Maybe your kids might get there.
They're saying if we were fish or we were tailed animals at one time, then how do you explain that? It's like if we were created in his image, right. They actually found a tail gene and we don't have it anymore, then how do you explain away evolution if we don't have it anymore?
Well, I believe in microevolution.
Please explain. So you could believe in Jesus and evolution, or God and evolution?
Microevolution is where you'll find the same type of bird in two different environments, and their bills are different. So they have evolved to catch a certain type of bug or a certain type of prey, so their bills have changed in order to suit the environment.
So but God still created both birds. It just depends on where those birds live.
No, but God created a bird that he went to this other location and evolved.
Yeah, Eric believes in tails, tall tails. Listen to the same story every Sunday.
Listen, why is it hard to believe there's a magic man in the sky who can see everything you do, and then he got so upset with the world that he impregnated a woman without having sex with her. And
or permission.
True.
It's not so difficult to believe.
And that she was virgin but gave birth to a boy.
Mm-hmm.
It was his son, technically.
He'd be canceled the day if he's anybody else.
Yeah. But then Joseph, her boyfriend, or was he her husband? Hadn't had sex with her.
He had to marry her.
But she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And claims she didn't cheat on him and she's still a virgin. And he was like, okay.
No, he was not. He was F you.
That's how much Heidi learned in Catholic school.
Well, he eventually is okay.
Okay, let me look that Bible verse up where he said,
may not have said
okay. I think okay was the shortest verse next to Jesus wept. Okay.
Okay. I guess we should go find some place for you to give birth then. Oh, look over there. There's a stable.
I love my magic man. You leave him alone.
So then technically Jesus was born with a tail. T-A-L-E.
Don't we all have a tail?
We're all born with tails.
Let's see. Here's 562 checking this. I can attest to the tail deal. Saw it last night on Johnny's mom.
Oh.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I don't even think
there's a whale tail sticking out of her mom jeans.
Your mom is so ugly, her birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom company.
Let's see. Here's a 818 says, I dated a girl that had a mini tail. It was about 5 inches long.
That's a mini? Ooh.
It actually wiggled when she left. No.
Laughed or left?
Left. Like she'd walk out and it'd be wiggling. Probably because of the motion of the butt, so it looked like the tail was wiggling, and it was just the motion of the cheeks.
All right. Again, why are you a grown person not having that removed?
714, my ex had a tail, and I teased him hard about it. Is your tail wagging? He had it removed when we got divorced.
Well, he's going to be back out on the market. He didn't want to have to show his tail to another woman.
And she gave him a complex, obviously.
Is your tail wagging?
Oh, what a rude, horrible person.
Well, they got divorced. I mean, she wasn't trying to be the sweetest lady. 951, I hooked up with a chick one time that warned me about her third nipple, only for me to find she had a little nub tail. Would have liked a heads up on that, too. Maybe she didn't even know.
What's the strangest thing that you've encountered when hooking up with women over the years? Like, where you're like, that's different.
Let's see. Hair on a nipple?
What are you talking about? A hair or hair?
A hair.
Oh, that's not that.
So raise your hand if you experienced a woman who had a hair on her nipple.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Well, you said strangest thing. I'm not expecting to find a hair.
Wow, so yours is not bad at all. What about the girl who looked like Willie Nelson downstairs?
I don't think that's strange. That's Natch.
That snatch?
That's natural. Come on, speak the language.
Sorry. So she was
America.
She was bald on top. Again. She was bald on top.
Go back to Haiti, Heidi.
She was bald on top and only had hair on her underneath. Right? Am I remember that girl right?
Oh no. You're talking about she had like a billy goat bush.
Uh huh. She because right,
like, yeah, she did the normal trimming, but like she had almost a mullet down there.
What a party! Business on top. Yeah. Party on the yeah. on the bottom.
She was Playboy in the front. And
farmers only on
and Nell in the back.
Billy Ooh. Ray Clitoris.
Oh, Billy Ray Clitoris. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Achy breaky part.
Let's see. 951 says, ha ha ha, Frank. And what fight are you sticking a finger in someone's butt? You got me laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you do that, it's instantly over.
Well, then why don't more men do that? When you're in a fight, maybe you're losing. It's like, well, then you know what? I didn't want to do this because it's not the greatest.
Because we're not usually fighting naked. This isn't early Olympics.
Yeah, okay? That's true, yeah. Jeans kind of prevent you from doing that, I suppose. Yeah. So, see, you don't need a tail to wrap in. You got jeans now.
Let's see. My girlfriend says she has a tail every time I walk up behind her after a shower. Human embryos have tails in utero. It turns into a coccyx. In a few cases, it doesn't happen. It becomes a vestigial tail.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. If you look at when we are in our early days.
I don't make a habit of it, looking at in utero pictures.
Oh, I love that. I look at that stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Mm-hmm. I love in utero pictures. I always
Where are you getting those?
I always wanted to be, you can, well, there's this thing.
She's so dumpster diving outside the clinic?
If you go to, it's this website, it's called Google, and you type
well,
in.
Well, yeah, I would go there, but I'd never look up that stuff. What's motivating you to look up utero, embryo photos?
Because I want to be a mommy. Aww. And I think it would be so cool to carry a baby, but I never will. Sort of have to come to terms with it.
Well, maybe you stop looking up embryo pictures and you can get over it.
That's a good point. Why am I torturing myself?
Yeah, why would you do that?
With, a baby that just, you know, gets everything it needs from you. You're giving it life. Look how peaceful they look inside the womb. And we were all there once.
Somebody's telling me Kevin.
Yeah.
Formerly of Kevin and Me, now of Kevin and Sluggo, Kevin has a tail. I guess he must have talked about it on K-Rock at one time.
Well, okay, what time did they get here? Because I'm definitely sticking around to see if I can ask. Is that rude if I go, Kevin? I don't know if people, can you?
I don't think it's rude if you ask him. I mean, obviously, he said it on the air at one time. The audience knows.
But I'm essentially asking a coworker to pull their pants down at work. I don't know that I could do that.
You don't have to see it. He can just say if he does or not.
Well, no, but if he does, I want to see it. Don't you want to see it?
Not really.
You don't?
No.
Oh. But if you had asked me out of the two of them which one of them has a tail, I'd have gone with Sluggo. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I would have. I'd be like, maybe that's why they call him that, because it looks like a baseball bat on his back. Hey, Sluggo! I don't know. I mean, if I had to pick, would have been Kevin.
Yeah, it's all, a guy, the, guy all the people Sluggo who work here, Sluggo's got the tail. Let's move along on the trend mill, the politics and world affairs finally here at 7:45. No, Gavin Newsom back in the news. He wants to do more stuff for him.
What does he want now?
This time he wants you to cut your water use by 15%. Yes, okay. California used just 1.8% less water, so we were using less water at home in the month of July this year. Despite extreme or even worse drought conditions covering 90% of the state. So Gavin Newsom saying, okay, cut it by 15%. Is there some, I mean, when you think about your own water use that you're completely wasting it,
listen,
you figure what can you do?
In the old days, I would, when I lived
Don't
in Indiana,
want a bath.
In Indiana and Ohio, I would just go, you know what, I got an hour, I'm just going to go wash on the driveway and wash the car. I don't do that anymore. And because I do think about that, like neighbors walking by, seeing all the water coming from my driveway, it's like, he's wasting all that water, so I don't do that. But I
plus you can't fit in the bikini.
Oh yeah, the bikini car wash days are over. Mm. It is pair of sweatpants and oversized t-shirt.
No, don't, you don't do that. You haven't done that in a long time. You're definitely taking it to a car wash. You wouldn't even go to the coin operated because this is too you doing it. You like to sit there on your phone and wait for some guy to go to wave his rag in the air. And then you go. Last time you washed a car was probably 1992. Don't even lie. But yeah, maybe that. I mean, I know they tax certain things, like they tax cigarettes out the ass because, you know, obviously you got
a luxury item.
Addicted citizen who you can totally take advantage of. But what if you got, I mean, the people who wash their car every day, going down to these car washes, I mean, should there be a water tax on the car washes?
Mm.
Or maybe you just outlaw washing your car in California. So everyone's just driving around with these dust-covered vehicles.
Mm. Right. Would take the pressure off of having to drive a nice car here in Los Angeles. You'd be like, look, if I was to think about
like where I waste water, is at home. It's like when I turn on the shower, where my shower is located on the other end of the house from the water heater, it takes a little while to get hot. So my question is, you know, and sometimes you go to a kitchen sink and there's a little spigot for instant hot. Why don't they have instant hot for showers? So you don't have to sit there and wait for the water to get warm.
Well, now here, I think, like, you know what?
Let's do an instant hot.
I think there is, because my brother and sister-in-law, and I don't know why we didn't do this or don't do this, but they have a tankless water heater.
I got the tank.
They have instant hot.
That's like, the closest you can get to instant hot.
It's right there.
It's still there's a little chill on it, but it gets hot.
But
like,
ours is the same way, and we have a two-story house, and when you're upstairs, it's like
my God.
No, you put the shower on. I'm telling you, you have to put the shower on for 10 minutes.
Two stories?
I know. Small brag. But you have to put it on for 10 minutes before it gets warm.
The tankless doesn't change any of that. You still have to turn it on because it's still heating up in the same area of your house.
But I thought that was
to travel to the bathroom and whatever.
Right, exactly.
I don't think this is our fault at all. I mean, the homeowner, I don't think we should be working on the saving
water. Whose fault is it?
I think a lot of it has to do with the I'll be driving down the freeway and I will see like an off ramp that has the sprinklers on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like 3 or 4 sprinkler heads that are broken that are just shooting out water that they need to go and fix. I think that there's a lot of businesses around that have that exact same problem. And
yeah.
I think that they need to go there, and that's where a lot of water
is being
wasted.
You see the geyser.
Wasted.
It's called
like,
sprinkler doctor.
Anybody going to come around and fix this? It's geyser shooting water?
Yeah.
For, you know, 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to concentrate on fixing that, California.
We need to save water. As you can see, I've stopped washing my hair.
That's all grease. That's not even pomade.
He's trying
anymore.
To be the leader and say,
that's
look, I haven't
dirty,
showered.
That's dirty hair helmet on Gavin Newsom. He's
clearly, I
showers.
Haven't.
Mm. I mean, he wouldn't do laundry unless it's French laundry.
No. That one's never going away. Take that.
But former President Donald Trump is in the news.
Of course.
What now?
He sues his niece.
In
New York Times for $100 million over a 2018 investigative series revealing leaked tax and financial documents.
Oh.
So
seeking no less than $100 million.
How would, like, I have uncles. I have no, I don't have their taxes. She's leaking tax documents of her uncle?
I think that she worked for him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like the family biz, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
So, family feuds. Anybody have a family feud going on? Ever? I mean, is there like some family member you just don't talk to anymore for some reason?
Mm.
There was a time when it wasn't a family feud thing with me, but my sister, when my aunt passed away, we had a bunch of people at her home, and we were, you know, kind of figuring things out, and there's only one bathroom that everybody could use, and there was like 30 people there, so it was constantly being used. And my sister went up to my aunt's room to use her bathroom, and as she was walking out of the bathroom, she was accused of stealing stuff, going into her room and stealing stuff by my aunt. And they both got into a little bit of a fight. My sister ended up leaving, saying, I can't believe I'm being accused of stealing my own aunt's stuff. And
I swear to God, in that moment, I would have taken all my clothes off, stood there naked, and been like, okay, what did I take? Want me to cough, too?
Mm.
Bitch.
Yep.
accuse me of something.
But then, yeah, so what? Basically, everyone's vomiting so much, they just lost track of what they were arguing about? I don't get it. It's like that scene from what, Stand By Me, where there's like the fairgrounds and a domino effect of vomiting fan members at the dance house. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Never anything she wants.
Yeah, they still haven't figured it out, but that was...
Oh, God.
So what'd she get?
She didn't
Come
steal
on,
anything.
What'd she get?
She didn't steal anything. That's not...
She just went up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, she wouldn't have thought.
All right.
It was her favorite aunt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. By her worst
Damn.
Favorite aunt.
All right, is it time to look at traffic and come back with Schmoes No Movies?
Yeah.
Mark Ellis is going to join us in the studio. And we're going to play Movie Password. And I got another game to play. It's a special Get the Fake Out movie edition. That any movie mentioned in this next segment could be a possible answer for the following segment, which is Movie Password. So you want to listen to the whole show to possibly win some prizes. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, a little after 8 a.m. It's time to talk about movies with Mark Ellis, one of the co-creators of Schmoes No Movies. There he is.
Oh, well, good morning.
Hello, what's up, Mark? Tailless heathens.
Well, you don't know that. We may have tails.
What if you all did have tails and that's why you
Mine would be wagging
it?
Right now since you're
oh,
here.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the thing. Like, could humans control when we wag? Can dogs control when they wag their tail? Like, if we had a tail, could we control our wagging of the tail, or would it be like one of those giveaways? Like you see beautiful women, it's like, dude, play it cool, play it cool. But your tail's just going crazy.
They're standing against the wall so she doesn't see your tail wagging.
Well, Mark, I mean, we do, in a sense, men have tails that we can't control sometimes.
Here comes Frank with his theories
again.
When
we go up, you know, to get asked to stand at the board and, you know, do something in front of the class, it's like, I can't control this tail. This tail on the front, so really excited right
your
now.
Front tail, yeah.
No, ninth grade.
I'm wagging my tail.
You would hear desks moving, shifting all the time. You just have. Because, you would definitely have multiple tails.
Yes, your boner tails.
This is always why a guy, like, all of a sudden his shirt, like, I went to Catholic school where everything had to be tucked in.
Yeah.
But then, you know, at some point in the middle of the day, his Oxford shirt's all untucked and pulled
You
gotta
do the tuck
down.
Up. That's what guys do, is the tuck up sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because if you're getting out of class, or you got to go like write something on the blackboard and it's that time, which is like every 5 seconds when you're a freshman in high school, you just got to do the tuck up. You tuck that baby into the waistband, you hold your trapper keeper right by it, and you are good to go. Now, Johnny's going to demonstrate exactly how it looks like.
Okay.
That is, in fact, if his could reach his waistband. Luckily, he's wearing his hip hugger underwear today.
I believe in your size, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, your sister didn't steal everything. No. You still have that.
Nicely
let's
played.
See.
I don't have to do a shot of alert this morning.
Actually, but no, you don't, because the football team won by one point.
Hey.
They won.
Hey, what's the letter? Is it an
W,
L?
W.
It's a W. And if you turn that upside down,
it's an M
it
from alert. You got lucky. Not lucky, you won. Who cares?
Yeah, thank you to the lovely referee who called offsides on that field.
Who are you playing this weekend?
We are at Johnny's squad. Look at how Johnny looked at me. He looked at me like Johnny Ringo from Tombstone.
Oh, playing the Steelers, huh?
The Bills, his other team.
Oh, the Bills. Yeah.
How are you
Buffalo.
Feeling
Whatever
about
team
that.
Is winning.
I am nervous because the Bills are, you know, before the season, I thought they could be a Super Bowl contender. I bet on Josh Allen when I was in Las Vegas to win possibly NFL MVP, and they didn't look that good in week one. They looked great last week, and so that's what I wanted. I wanted them to look great and feel good about themselves. So maybe they just overlooked this little ball club that, you know, is just we don't even have a name, Johnny. We don't even have a name.
I think we should probably do our first NF smell with me and Mark.
All right. So basically,
what does this involve me smelling?
That's the mystery. It's going to be in a cup, and you have to smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can smell something out of a cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem.
All right. But a cup.
I don't care. I mean,
an athletic cup.
And.
It didn't specify what government.
Yeah.
Yeah. So depending on who wins, then...
the loser has to smell...
whatever's in the cup.
Choice right. from the other person.
Why don't we just do that fish thing that we've got?
Well, we'll have to identify what's in it.
Okay. No, I'm totally on board with this. I don't have a creative bone in my body. So somebody, when my team wins, somebody's going to have to pick. Maybe I'll defer
Mark
to my
Ellis,
wife.
You're a stand-up comedian. Yeah. Very successful stand-up comedian.
But it's all improv. It's a new show every day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. I didn't realize you weren't creative at all.
To quote Beetlejuice, that's why I won't do two shows a night anymore. I won't do it.
I remember any movie mentioned during this segment could be a possible answer for the next segment. And I actually did mention a movie in the last segment because I mentioned Stand By Me with the scene of the county fair and the pie eating contest.
The
domino effect of vomiting.
Oh, such a great scene.
And somebody says, wasn't that puking scene from Sandlot? Nope, it was not. Confirm it was Stand By Me.
It does feel like it could be from Sandlot. I don't believe there is a
movie
puking
with boys
scene
in
Sandlot.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a mouth-to-mouth scene in Sandlot.
Oh.
There's a resuscitate. Well, maybe.
Mm.
That's how Squints met the love of his life.
Mm-hmm. Old Squints.
No one's seen Sandlot, apparently. All right, move on to the next movie.
You're right. You're not so creative.
Wendy Peppercorn.
Let's
Wendy
see.
Peppercorn, yes.
Heidi's so mad at me when I sell myself short.
I am. Come on.
Short like my tail.
Do you want to talk about these two movies in theaters, or do you want to just skip it and go right to Get the Fake Out movie?
Dad, well, I saw Dear Evan Hansen. I did not see the other movie, but it's a cool... the reason why I put it on the list is it's a German film that has a cool concept that I figured we could talk about.
Wait, are we talking dubbed?
No. It's not dubbed.
Oh, okay.
No.
Dear Evan Hansen is going to be in theaters. The breathtaking, generation-defining Broadway phenomenon becomes a... a soaring cinematic event as Tony, Grammy, and Emmy Award winner Ben Platt reprises his role as an anxious, isolated high schooler aching for understanding and belonging amid the chaos and cruelty of the social media age. This is Eric's life story if he was growing up right now.
Dear Eric Smith.
Every time I see the trailer for this, I almost cry. I've never seen it on Broadway, but I really, really want to see the movie.
Have you seen the trailer to Love on the Spectrum?
No, not
yet. You will bawl. Anyway. Wait,
you are obsessed. It really touched your soul.
Heidi said she watched it, started watching season two of Love on the Spectrum. It's really the most genuine show you'll ever watch, reality show you'll
it
ever
is.
Watch.
Okay,
I've seen
it.
A little bit of it, and it's better than The Circle on Netflix, I'll tell you that. But I can also get sucked into The Circle on Netflix.
Oh, so The Circle on Netflix, too. I started watching that, too. My God.
You're going to hate it for 5 minutes, and then you're going to be like, oh, my God, I cannot stop watching this until it's over and I know what happens.
Circle,
but
okay.
With Dear Evan Hansen, it was a Broadway smash hit. Critics loved it. It was almost universally beloved. And now you have the movie, and it's not universally beloved.
Oh, no.
And it is one of those things.
Is it the same people?
A lot of the same folks involved. And Ben Platt was the original Broadway star, and I think he won a Tony for it. And now he's playing the same role.
So it just doesn't translate to...
Well, no, because he's 27 or 28 now. So he is older. It's a little bit of a 21 Jump Street situation because he's playing a high schooler, but... It is an interesting premise because, like Eric, I think that I can relate to somebody who is getting picked on, and you intrinsically just want to root for Evan Hansen the whole time. And so the way that he gets some of his demons out is he writes these little letters. One of them falls into the wrong hands, and it happens to be the bully who kills himself. The bully of Evan Hansen ends up taking his own life, and then his parents find the letter, and they think that it was him writing it. And so they think that him and Evan were, like, good friends. And so now Evan's like, well, I don't know what to do because I don't want, like, the guy's dead, you know?
Right,
so I don't want to, like, make... the parents feel worse and say, no, he was actually bullying me, and he doesn't really know what to do. And then you have all of this social media stuff that kind of takes off accidentally, and he's got to rectify that situation. So the musical numbers are pretty well done, but just overall, it's got a great cast.
It's 13 Reasons Why, the musical?
Well, yeah, it's like if 13 Reasons Why was about somebody else in the class, not the person.
Got it, yeah.
All right, I got you.
Oh,
and
boy.
Got some text coming in, multiple texts, 949 562 951.
LBC.
Says, puking scene in Sandlot is after they have the chew at the carnival.
Oh, right. Yeah, they have the tobacco. Oh. Yeah.
So they both
good
have
call.
Puking scenes, okay.
Yeah, but the one I was talking about was right.
Stand By Me, the lead puking, maybe the greatest puking scene in the history of cinema, but Sandlot's up there. That's right. There is a puking scene.
Also in theaters, well, on Rotten Tomatoes, the scoreboard says 41% for Dear Evan Hansen, so that's a big skip.
I'd be interested for Eric's take. Eric, you got homework.
Oh, speaking of homework.
Did anybody do their homework?
HBO Max, for some reason, wasn't on my TV anymore. Like Spectrum lost HBO.
Because I cut you off? Really?
Yeah, so I was like, wait a second, I had HBO Max last week.
This is the dog ate my homework.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously. And then Eric looked it up. Sure enough, Spectrum lost HBO.
But then it was back.
What?
I saw it was back, yeah. So.
Maybe it's just like a one-day thing.
Mr. Ellis, I did my homework, but it's incomplete assignment because yeah,
okay,
I
so
only
you
made
started
it,
Malignant.
I made it about 15 minutes, and my wife went, why are we watching this? I go, it's my homework. I have to do it. And she goes, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's cheesy. It's horrible. Turn it off. So what?
But you loved it, right?
We lasted 15 minutes.
Love is a strong word. I had fun watching it as a horror enthusiast my entire life.
Eric loved it.
Eric did see it.
Yes, I saw it, of course.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you and I talked about it.
And I think it was a great homage to the... I grew up watching Slumber Party Massacre and Silent Night, Deadly Night, all those terrible, horrible 80s slasher films.
Prom Night.
Prom Night, oh, great. So this is right in that vein. So if you like all that stuff, you'll love it. If you like to laugh and be scared... Simultaneously, it's great.
I noticed Johnny is quiet right now.
I showed Johnny the ending. I just went straight to
the ending. Skipped right to the end.
Well,
okay.
Well, now I want to.
Cliff notes.
Okay, can you? Because the whole thing was it real?
I'm not going to ruin it. There's a lot of people who haven't seen it. It's still in theaters.
Yeah.
I'll text you.
Let the rest of your homeworkers go watch the ending.
That's not happening.
Let's see. Also in theaters, I'm Your Man. In order to obtain funds for her research, Alma, I'm out, is persuaded to participate in an extraordinary study. For 3 weeks, she's required to live with a humanoid robot designed to be the perfect life partner for her. I'm back in.
Oh.
Tailored to her character and needs, oh my God, sex robots.
It's like the perfect mate is now created for you. And so it's that question that has been posed in various movies over the last couple decades, where can you fall in love with artificial intelligence?
Like Ex Machina.
So well done in Ex Machina, in Her with Joaquin Phoenix, you're just falling in. But this one, it's like, no, they actually made like it's this robot, but it looks human. It's played by Dan Stevens, and you get to have it cater to your every whim. It is literally programmed to be.
And I'm going to guess that she's very bored by it. She's like, you know.
You think she's just done?
Having everything I want perfectly given to me is not.
Oh, because not what life's conflict about. Is the spice of relationships?
Well, I don't know about. I mean, Frank would say yes, but.
But you
I
could also program
that's exactly what
the
you're
robot.
Saying. I'm sitting over here quiet. You said she'd be bored by no conflict.
Yeah,
that means you went right to, I'm bored with no conflict.
If every single thing in your life is perfect, I think it's almost hard to
You have to ruin it. You're a woman.
Mark.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Mark Ellis.
Is it Eric? Back me up.
I mean, that is what you're saying. You did.
You brought up the point.
You did say that if everything was handed to you without any effort or any conflict whatsoever.
I wouldn't want that.
But
I'm That's why she's pissed about her career.
But here's
the
thing.
Right, because it's all been handed to me.
You
it's
have
been
a.
So easy.
Without any conflict, they just give her whatever she wants in her contract. It's ridiculous.
Now who's hilarious?
But I'm not going to say that you said that because you're a woman. I think that some people need that. And I think Frank and his woman needs that. I think they.
It's called passion, you sons of bitches.
But my wife and
it
I.
It sounds adorable.
When there's conflict
really
in my relationship,
like
she shuts down completely. So we just have very different.
I'm a shutdown too.
Right.
I'm
but you
a
can
fighter.
Also.
This guy shut down too.
It's a robot. You can program a robot to start fights with you if you want. If you feel like
conflict. Oh, I thought with Alexa timer too, where I'm watching TV and she's like, I'm sorry,
see?
I don't know that one. I wasn't. Talking to you! Stop listening!
See, this is what we
anyway.
Can... So we don't have... You can just build in little landmines in your relationship if you want this thing to freak out. If you're like, I think I'm in for Chinese tonight. It's like, I'm allergic to Chinese!
Yes,
like,
if you, can if have you have it deviant sexual preferences, this robot will do whatever you want.
You
it'll,
can program
it'll punch
it.
You in the face during sex if you want it to.
Yeah, tell it to put a finger where it doesn't belong, and then you say, no, robot, and it's like,
hey,
well,
lift
I
up my
like.
Tail and put your finger in there. I like it.
Wow. So I got rid of the tail. Mm. Easy access.
You needed about 24 seconds before you turned it into sex.
Evolutionary. Hell, I mentioned sex and I was reading about it. I'm like, sex robots, first thing I said. So this got some a good score on Rotten Tomatoes. 93%.
Ooh, all right.
93%.
I think that's everyone's fantasy. It's like, yeah, if you're going to have the perfect partner and basically no conflict when you don't want it, no stupid conflict when you don't want it.
I just feel like I'd be wasting the technology.
I really did. I really yeah, like, stupid.
No stupid conflict.
I just don't want to be
no
I don't
dumbass
want
situations.
Anybody there? I don't want. Yeah. I don't want another human or humanoid in the room most of the time.
Right.
So like it would be just a bored robot. I would feel bad for the robot.
Isn't that when you put him on the charger like a Roomba?
Put him in the closet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go charge.
Nobody.
Great.
Puts
now
baby.
The gay robot.
Yeah. or dirty dance. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Mark, I have something to tell you. I am homosexual.
New homes have charging closets. Who needs coat closets anymore? You don't.
No. Turn that into a
93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
in theaters. I'm Your Man. Go check it out.
It's interesting.
It's a great date movie, so you can argue with your perfect mate afterwards about who's perfect.
Mm-hmm. You're not arguing. You're strengthening the fiber of your relationship.
Right. It's called communication.
All right.
Perspective.
We are going to play a movie.
Malignant.
Great actor, best movie. But first, we're going to play Get the Fake Out Movie Edition.
Wow.
Yeah, I made up a game.
New game. Because
I got this. This would be good for Mark on Thursday.
I just love the twinkle in Frank's eye, song in his heart when he comes up with a new game.
You might be good at this because these were alternate endings. Like, these were the original endings of movies. And then, you know, they go to a test group. The group's like, that ending sucked. And they had to go back and rewrite it and reshoot it and everything else.
Okay, do we need a pen and a piece of paper?
You're probably going to, basically, because, like, all these endings were original endings except for one.
Okay.
All right, so basically, you kind of got to know the film anyway, but these were all original endings. But didn't actually end up being the ending of the movie, okay?
We got the papers.
Except
the
paper. For one. You pick out
heard
the fake.
Sound effect.
And you basically win nothing. It's just bragging rights. Here we go.
Take it away.
Now, any movie mentioned in this segment could be an answer for the next segment, Movie Password, so listen up.
All right.
Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
The original ending had Reese Witherspoon and Selma Blair a year later handing out blonde legal defense fund pamphlets on campus.
Okay.
Get Out. In the original ending, Daniel Kaluuya's character ends up in prison for the murders of the Armitage family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Death Day. The movie originally ended with Tree just being stuck in the time loop again and seemingly forever.
Mm-hmm.
In Speed, originally it ended with everyone just getting off the bus. In Lion King, Scar kills Simba, but then burns up in the flames that surround them during the final fight. These were all original endings. Didn't end up being the actual ending. Pretty in Pink, Molly Ringwald was always meant to end up with John Cryer's dorky character, Ducky.
And wait, these are all...
The original ending, but it had to change to a different ending.
But one of them is fake?
One of them is fake.
Okay.
One of the original endings is fake.
Okay.
In A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper's updated take on the classic tale of a Hollywood rise and fall. His character, Jackson Maine, enters rehab and falls in love with a sex-addicted transgender named Toby, played by Miles Teller. And in The Butterfly Effect... At the end of the hit sci-fi thriller, Ashton Kutcher's time-traveling Evan travels back to when he was in utero and strangles himself with his own umbilical cord.
Oh, boy.
Those were all original endings, except for one. It's Get the Fake Out Movie Edition endings.
You're saying every one of those was actually an original end?
Yes, except for one. Which one was fake? Which one is the fake ending?
Get the fake out.
I had it being Scar killing Simba and then dying in a fire, right? Yeah. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Scar kills Simba.
Scar kills Simba, then dies in a fire that was surrounding the final fight.
And then dies in a fire. That was my front runner until the Star is Born story. But he has the actor who is going to be playing the transgender person,
Miles Teller,
already. So it feels like maybe that was an idea that they had. So I'm going to stick with The Lion King. I don't think that they would have killed Simba.
All right, Heidi?
I'm going to go with A Star is Born.
You're going with Star is Born?
I think you're adding transgender. Because A Star is Born is a movie that's been out for years. It's a remake. So I don't think back in the Kris Kristofferson...
Right.
Barbara Streisand days, they were talking about transgender.
Yeah, but that if they weren't back then, it wasn't such a social topic.
I'm just going with The Star is Born. I don't think
which
that
has been sex addiction and transgenderism.
Yeah, I don't think.
Jordan?
All right, so you're saying that you're going to watch a whole movie called Speed, and at the end of it, they just get off the bus? I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Johnny?
The butterfly effect. He goes into the womb and strangles himself.
With his own umbilical cord.
With his own umbilical cord. No, that's not possible.
That's how you stop the future.
All right.
All right. I will never be born.
Eric?
I am actually with the Lion King choice.
Thank you, Eric.
Mm. All right, of all the choices. So you guys didn't choose Legally Blonde. That was the original ending for Legally Blonde.
Okay.
You guys could be passing out pamphlets a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, horrible ending.
Mm-hmm.
Get Out, yes, the main character guy is going to go to prison instead of being a hero.
I did know that.
Happy Death Day. Yeah, she was going to get stuck in the never-ending loop at the end.
Makes sense. Get the kids in for more sequels, which they already have done anyway.
Yeah, they kind of shoved her back into it even, you know, in the loop in the second one.
So doesn't matter.
It's kind of like that ended up being the ending. Johnny in Speed, is that what, or Jordan Speed, they were just going to get off the bus at the end. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's
all the plot. Like, that's the whole third act?
Well, they were going to defuse the bomb.
Yeah, and then get off the bus.
Yeah,
they're going to use it, and everybody's
like, oh, thank God. It's like, see you later.
Yeah. It wasn't like they were going to stop, and they're like, oh, Dennis Hopper was just joking.
Yeah, it was a dud.
What a trickster.
See you guys later. Have a good one.
Let's see. In Pretty in Pink, Molly Ringwald was meant to end up with John Cryer's dorky character, Ducky, but ended up with Andrew McCarthy instead because the audience wanted him to be with the cool hot guy.
Yeah. I mean, cool hot guy.
Let's
I live
see.
With it every day. Thank you for the laugh, Heidi.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it at home. We have conflict in the relationship.
So we have The Butterfly Effect, Star is Born, and what else was there?
Lion King.
Lion King.
Okay, oh, The Lion King. Yeah. If two of you have Lion King, one of you has Butterfly Effect, it's Johnny, and Star is Born is Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
So one of you has it right. The other three are completely wrong. And suck at this game.
Johnny nervous about this Butterfly Effect outcome.
Come on.
All right, the fake ending, the fake original ending of a very, very popular film.
Come on, Simba!
Jackson Maine enters rehab and falls in love with a sex-addicted transgender named Toby, played by Miles Teller in Star is Born. That wasn't the original ending, no.
Was Miles Teller ever in A Star is Born?
No, never. I made that up.
That was the guy you picked.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Well, make a pretty lady. Out. Make a pretty lady. Those
you
big
know
brown
what?
Eyes.
Our humanoid radio host is broke. We gotta
put him back on a charger. Send him off.
Johnny,
to
that does mean butterfly shop. Effect. That the original ending was he went back and choked himself out with his umbilical cord in utero.
Wow.
And Lion
such
King.
A great movie.
Yes.
Simba who was gonna take over? Timon and Pumbaa. Who was gonna rule?
I don't know.
Was it gonna be
Beyonce?
Nala. Nala could have stepped up as. As Queen, but Mufasa's lady's still alive too.
Right, right. So there you go. That was fun.
Wow.
That was I did enjoy that. Now your job is to come up with 10 original endings every week.
Oh my God! I don't know.
Have you ever seen? And this is a fun exercise for you kids at home. Once you get to wherever your destination is, if you're traveling, don't do it in the car. YouTube the original ending of Die Hard with a Vengeance, or the alternate ending. Because it ends with John McClane, it ends with Simon escaping, and Simon actually gets away, and then John McClane tracks him down and finds him like 6 months later in some office, and they have this conversation. John McClane ends up winning, spoiler, but it is so cool, because you're watching Bruce Willis when Bruce Willis actually cared about acting,
yeah,
and obviously, you know, you're watching... It's just Jeremy Irons as Simon, and they're just going back and forth, and they have this great conversation, and then McClane does what McClane does. It's awesome. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Alternate ending.
Okay. Fun stuff.
So it says 6 months later, and you see
it's like
Jeremy
6 months.
Irons being a regular guy, trying to stay hidden, you know, not.
Yeah.
And then John
might be 6 weeks.
Him.
I don't know.
Kind of like if Clarice hunted down Hannibal Lecter when he's like. Gets off the phone with her.
And she's a Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter, Dr. Lecter, Dr. Lecter. 6 months
Dr.
later,
Lecter.
She meets
like,
him.
Such bad.
They have dinner
obviously
together.
He's got,
side of fava beans.
he's off the phone. You don't have to say his name 15 times. Dr. Lecter.
Eric, can we do a quick round of great actor best movie or no? No time for that.
Oh, it's fine.
All right. TV actor best movie.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, this I like. Okay.
Adrian Grenier.
Grenier, yes.
Grenier,
whatever.
Yeah. Clickbait.
Yes, clickbait. Devil Wears Prada, Drive Me Crazy, or AI, Artificial Intelligence.
I'm going to go Devil Wears Prada.
Me too. Happy with that.
Yes, Devil Wears Prada, so you're one for one.
He was the boyfriend.
Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. We're the Millers, Booksmart, Horrible Bosses.
Booksmart.
Horrible bosses.
It's Booksmart.
All right.
My bell was not working.
Hey, all listen, right. A lot of guys have that problem.
TV actor best movie, Diane Lane. From The Last Man.
Okay.
Man, is your bell not ringing like it used to?
Rumblefish, Zack Snyder's Justice League, My Dog Skip.
Justice League?
Yep.
Nope, it was Rumblefish.
What's Rumblefish at?
74%. My Dog Skip, 73%. Zack Snyder's Justice League is 71%.
Oh, right. Yeah, but the audience score for Zack Snyder's Justice League is like 95%.
Oh.
The DC fans loved it.
Let's see. TV actor best movie, Billy Crudup. Morning Show. Almost Famous, Big Fish, Watchmen.
I'll go Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. That's right. And Nicole Kidman from Nine Perfect Strangers on TV. TV actor best movie, Paddington, The Hours, Moulin Rouge.
I think Paddington has like 99%.
Mm-hmm. Paddington, 97%.
I want the bell.
Come on, his bell's still working.
No traffic until the bell.
There's the bell. 4 out of 5 on that TV actor best movie.
I like when we do speed rounds.
Yeah, it's good.
Any movie that we mentioned in this segment could be an answer next segment. It's Movie Password. 818-955-2955 is the number to play. Got a lot of tickets to give away, so let's play. 818-955-2955. Traffic is next.
Hang on. Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. I'm going to mention this before we move on to Movie Password, because today is the anniversary of 27 years ago. Today, in 1994, The Shawshank Redemption hit theaters.
27 years young.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah. Now, it might not have come out the same week as Forrest Gump, but Forrest Gump ultimately did win Best Picture.
It was nominated, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shawshank Redemption was one of the 5 nominees. Forrest Gump won. Shawshank Redemption was in the same, you know, nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Also in that same year, Pulp Fiction for Best Picture.
Dang. Time Cop.
Also, for, no.
No? No Time Cop?
4 Weddings and a Funeral.
All right.
And Quiz Show.
Quiz Show.
Were the 5 nominees for Best Picture, and like you said, Forrest Gump took it. But Shawshank Redemption wasn't a hit that year. It was like, it was the, that'll be the 5th movie. Just throw that in there, because it made $16 million at the box office, so it was considered a bomb. And then it became the biggest rental hit because of an Oscar nomination, so people started watching it. And then TNT bought the rights before it even hit theaters for super cheap, and they aired it for years and years and years.
And it
years.
Is just one of the most on rewatchable movies. Yeah. The emotion never leaves you.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't matter what part in the movie you land on, you're watching the rest of the film. It's just one of those, and it's a great story. It's like Office Space or one of those movies. It's just they come out, they don't really do much of anything in the theater, and then it just takes off
people
like wildfire.
Find it. Yep. Mm.
I did get a request through the text for Movie Password to play the old theme. And I say, what time is it? I don't remember exactly what they're talking about.
Oh, you know what? I found that.
I don't remember that at all.
We're going to have to do some on-air production really quick to fix an issue with the original theme. So, Johnny, can you do me a favor? Everybody, just be quiet. Johnny, just say your own name.
Johnny.
Okay.
Like that?
Yeah, fine. Hold on.
Your own name.
No. Oh. You got it. Hold on.
Okay,
that one's
see.
For Lucy.
Johnny.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, this is live productions. How radio works.
Wow, this is really exciting.
We're watching sausage being grinded.
And that always makes you want sausage after that.
All right.
I am set up now. We have produced the bit again.
All right, do I still say what time is it?
Yeah, of course you do.
All right, what time is it?
It's time for Movie Password!
And what are the official
rules? We're going to put 15 seconds on the clock. When the timer begins, we'll give you 4 passwords related to a famous movie. The clock officially starts when
Johnny
reveals the name of the movie.
Ah, there it is.
If you can guess the title before the time's up, you win! We won't know the movie until the clock starts. And if one of us gets stumped, we can pass! What's the phone number, Frank?
It's 818-955-2955. Thank you so much for the official rule. That was the original.
Now I know why we got rid of
it. I think I told you to delete that and never look it up again.
I never fully delete anything.
How did you still? Okay.
Gotta be honest, amazing. I think it plays better if it's Johnny saying, your name here.
That way anybody yeah. could host.
And at this point in your careers, it could be that. All right. You heard the rules, so don't need to explain them. 818-955-2955. Any movie mentioned in the last segment, or even during the entire show before this game, will be a possible answer. And we have David was the first one through. Hello, David.
Hi, guys.
Hi, David.
Hey, David. All right, so the clock will start. Okay, the rules are no words from the title of the movie, mm-hmm. no word as a character name in the movie, or no words
actor
being
names.
An actor name in the movie.
All right, you got this. You got this. Come on.
All right, David. Ready? Here we go. Eric, read your first clue.
Fast.
Bus.
Bomb.
Exit.
Speed.
Hey. Oh, wow.
That's how we do it.
That's how you do it. Did you think Bus was a character?
No. I thought those were fantastic hints.
All right. David, you won. Do you want to go see Judas Priest or do you want to go Volbeat and Ghost?
Wow.
Volbeat and Ghost sounds good.
All right. That's where you're heading, March 3rd of next year, so you have plenty of time to plan. Stay in hold.
I'm digging that Volbeat, man.
Mm-hmm.
A good rock and roll band right there.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey.
All right, movie password. We're 1-1. Don't screw it up. I'll give you your first clue on this round for a brand new movie. Here we go. Vomiting.
Dead.
Body.
Boys.
Ooh. Stand by me?
Hey!
Boom, stand by
Very
me.
Nice. You gave us a little scare
yeah,
there.
Yeah, made us nervous.
Yeah, I had to think about it.
All right, Ryan. Do you want Volbeat and Ghost or Judas Priest?
I'll take the Volbeat, please.
All right, still got four pairs of those left to give away. Stay on hold. Looks like Kevin's up next to play. Hello, Kevin.
Morning. Morning. How's it going?
Pretty good so far. We're acing this game. Don't screw it up. Mark Ellis gives you your clue, your
no
first
pressure.
Clue this round. New movie. Here we go.
Robot.
Sexy.
Attraction.
Betrayal.
Ex Machina?
Boom!
Oh, yeah, baby
wow.
doll.
Do it, Kevin.
Well, I
mean, oh, my God. Killing the game.
Seriously.
All right, Kevin, you want Judas Priest or Volbeat and Ghost?
Judas Priest.
All right, Judas Priest. That's going to happen October 6th. So you got three pairs to give away.
Oh, Judas wow. Priest. That's coming up fast.
Stay at home. Mm-hmm. Next is going to be Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Ventura. How's the weather up there?
Foggy. Really foggy.
A little foggy today. It's kind of sitting. All right.
Do you have a humanoid boyfriend, Sarah?
I do. No AI that I can tell.
No AI that she can tell.
No I.
Yeah.
At all. There's no I at all.
Oh,
all right. Let's see. I think Heidi gives you your first clue on this round.
Brand
new
little
movie.
Humanoid.
You're mm-hmm. killing it.
Teenagers.
80s.
Birthday.
School.
Ooh.
That you thought.
Wait, birthday?
I said birthday.
Oh, happy death day.
No, it's not.
I totally
effed you on that.
Next to Kramer.
That was a mix up in the IMDb's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Maybe Joe knows it without my clue. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Well, do you know it?
No, I don't.
All right, new clues. Eric gives you your first clue. Same movie. Here we go.
Quirky.
Panties.
Romance.
Prom.
Carrie.
No, it's not.
Oh, that movie's so quirky. It's just the quirkiest, right?
No. Zany pig's blood at the end.
Hello, Bill.
Waka waka.
Hey.
You know it? The movie?
No.
All right, Bill, we'll give you four more clues. We're eight deep on clues now. I'll give you your first clue in this round. Let's see. Red.
Hair.
Poor.
Popular.
Prom night.
No, it's not prom night. It's going to be Rebecca. Rebecca, you probably know it, don't you, please?
I believe it's Sandlot.
No, it's not
Sandlot. Yeah, the prom scene in Sandlot's pretty...
Yeah, a little too young.
Four new clues.
Not Wendy Peppercorn. She was going to prom that
year. I think Mark gives you your first clue on this round. Then we're back around to Heidi, which I think ends the round, right? All right. Here we go.
Dance.
Rich.
It was going to be mine. Records.
Ugly.
Oh.
The wheels are falling off of this now. It's not going to happen.
We had a perfect game.
You're supposed to say ugly?
Oh, yeah. Ugly?
Pretty in Pink?
Oh, my good Lord.
Oh,
from
wow,
the bowels of hell, we emerge anew.
I think I was giving clues to 16 candles the entire
you
time.
You were.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so glad you got it, Rebecca.
Yes, like when you said birthday.
Yeah. And
birthday
panties.
And panties.
And
right.
Andy Michael Hall, like,
I mixed up my Molly Ringwalds. All right, Rebecca, do you want Judas Priest or Volbeat and Ghost?
I'm surprised you didn't go, Automobile.
I was going to.
Detention.
But then after, the look on your face was like, you're doing the wrong movie. I was like, damn it.
Sour.
All right, Rebecca, what do you want?
Honestly, I think I just love a shirt.
All right, we'll get you one of those. Well, you want a Heidi and Frank t-shirt? Well, it'll be a surprise.
I'd love a Heidi and Frank shirt.
What size are you?
A medium.
All right, okay. I think we got some mediums. Okay, Rebecca, we'll send you one of them. Stay on hold. Next up is Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
All right, let's see. We're back around to Heidi.
I think it's
because Heidi's going to be the ending round of Pretty in Pink. Yep. So you got a new movie, Lauren, and Heidi's going to start us off.
Come on, one round. We got this. Future.
Time.
Ripple.
Travel.
Dr. Strange?
It's not Dr. Strange.
Not a bad guess.
I'm still doing I'm still doing 16 still... Candles references. Ripple. Hello, Christine.
Ripple was great.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Do you know it?
The Butterfly Effect?
Oh, yeah. It's like that was four good clues.
That's a pro.
Didn't need to give her any more. All right, Christine, what do you want? Do you want Judas Priest or Volbeat and Ghost?
Actually, I need to renew my VIP, so if I can get that, that would be awesome.
You can do that. Is it in your credit card information or HeidiandFrank.com? That's $4.99 a month. Or you can go $50 for the entire year. Thank you so much.
You guys are the best.
Thank you so much, Christine.
We'll give it to you, but still give us your home address.
Well,
just
in case.
Just in case. Yeah. Oh, she hung up. Oh, it's hilarious. I gave the thumbs up to Corey to go ahead and give it to her.
I did see the
yeah, thumbs
Christine's
up.
Like, that son of a bitch.
She gave the thumbs
call
up.
Call back, Corey. I was just kidding. I was just teasing you.
She's been mad at you for a couple days, Frank.
Oh, yeah. She's upset.
I hope she did an angry, like, old school, like, actual telephone. Just, like, slam
it. Slam it down.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Jorge. Hello, Jorge.
What's up, big brother?
All right, I think we're back around to Eric.
Yep.
Because we're burning through these rounds pretty quick because we're doing so well, except for that one movie about 16 candles.
Jinxie, shush.
Don't look at me. You were too busy coming up with alternate endings that didn't exist.
Yeah, mall rats.
Yeah, you and your Miles Teller fixation ruining the show.
Clearly we know who his man crush is now.
I don't even know why his name popped in my head earlier.
Listen, you don't have to. Don't fight it.
Miles Teller. Fine. Who is that?
You go over to Frank's
I don't even know who that is.
Frank's humanoid partner is just a guy that looks like Miles Teller.
Who is that? Is that the guy who drove? Is that Baby Driver?
Oh, like you don't know.
Oh, dear.
You stop it. It's the drummer from Whiplash.
Oh, yeah. That's Miles Teller. Okay.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Footloose remake.
Ready? Here's four clues.
Boys.
Baseball.
Heroes.
Tobacco.
I'm your robot. I don't know.
Jorge, why do you even call the show?
We always start out hot. You ever notice that? For the first three.
You know, so's your wife.
Who doesn't? Wait a second. I resemble that remark.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jen.
Where are you calling from, Jen?
Van Nuys.
Man, nice. What do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I get told Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We mentioned the movie Speed earlier, and actually it was an answer right here during Movie Pass.
I loved you in The Net.
Same.
Me too.
Still holds up.
I loved you in Miss Congeniality.
Oh, I
love
that
one. One and two.
Yeah.
I loved you in Natural Disasters.
No, you didn't.
What was that movie?
It was Natural Disasters, but you didn't love her.
Okay, that was Ben Affleck?
No, you did not. That's like saying, hey, you were great in All About Steve.
There you go. Yep.
All right, Jen, here we go. You got four new clues. Or do you know it?
I know it. Sandlot Baby.
Sandlot Baby.
Nice.
All right, Jen, do you want Judas Priest or Volbeat and Ghost?
Let's do Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah, Sandra Bullock's going to see Judas Priest.
The October 6th.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Stan Old. We got two pairs of those left. Next up is Emma. Hello, Emma.
Emma, darling, are you there?
Are you in, Emma?
This is the Revenge of Christine.
The Revenge of Christine. Yeah. Oh, right, I told him my name was Emma. Forgot.
It's really Christine. All right, Emma, what do you look like if you compared yourself to a celebrity? Helen Keller? Good answer. All right.
She is famous.
We can't rely on her to answer questions.
I don't know what she's doing. Let's just hang up on her.
Man, we really 12 angry men that pretty quick.
Yeah.
We can't rely on her.
Yeah.
She's not talking. She'll be horrible at the game. Poor girl's probably
She must have talked to Corey because she got through.
The big delay on the phone or
Hello,
something.
Joey.
Hey, guys.
People complain sometimes I'm sexist because I don't ask any guys what they look like if you compared yourself to a celebrity, so I will ask you this one time today. Joey, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I'll go with the famous Adam Sandler line. I kind of look like Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
I wish you'd have said Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
All right, Joey, we're going to give you four new clues. I think it's Mark starting.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Man.
Dead.
Tiny.
Stripes.
Head.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oops.
From the four clues.
Yeah.
Just in any order. He's dyslexic. He'll get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, tiny head stripes, you ought to have a problem.
Now she rearranged it for you, see? Hello, David.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Do you know it?
No, I need four new clues.
But what do you look like if you compared yourself to a celebrity?
Some people have told me I look like Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
All right.
Actually, it's way more fun to ask dudes.
Yeah.
You got the ponytail?
Antonio Banderas.
Yes, I do.
If I could meet, like, Desperado era Antonio Banderas, sleep with him tonight.
Right.
That's the one.
Why not?
If I could meet Puss in Boots, Antonio Banderas.
100%.
Snuggle with him tonight.
Big giant pupils because he wants something from you.
He's got the little boots.
Oh!
And he's got a little sword.
In his little hat.
He probably only looks like that because he's just naked wearing boots right now. I look like Antonio Banderas. Like, no, you don't.
I love how anxious we are to believe the women. We're like, oh, you look like Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, my God, you are hot. Let me give you a prize.
Yeah.
Like, David, shut up.
One poor guy's feeling good about himself. And we're like, you don't look like
nice
Antonio.
Nice ponytail puss.
You're just a naked cowboy.
All right, David, I guess we got new clues for you. Or
new
you know
clues for the movie. I believe we start with Jaime.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Tiny.
Tiny? You said it last time.
I don't have anything
That's
else.
The same clue.
If you don't, yeah, because you don't need
Afterlife.
Any others.
Afterlife.
Attic.
Drink.
I got nothing.
We had a deceptively tough time with this movie last time. I remember this movie.
Yeah, and I think I said what I said the same time.
You said tiny every time?
Yeah.
Hello, Johnny.
You love that one scene?
Yeah.
Yes, me.
Do you know what it is?
No, I need my clues.
Your clues.
All right. And what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
There's one guy named Lupus Starside. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Lupus Starside?
Does he look anything like Michael Keaton?
What a horrible name. Lupus
like
Starside.
Is he playing the lounge at Circus this
Lupus.
Weekend?
Lupus. Wow.
His first name is, I could say.
His first name is Lupus?
I know, that's really...
This is my brother, Chickenpox.
And my sister, Rye Syndrome. Like what?
My mother Graves' disease. Kind of the same thing? No.
Well, yeah. It's an eye thing.
Yeah. No, is it an eye thing? Lupus?
No, autoimmune.
It's an autoimmune. So yeah. My sister AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my cousin Lyme.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Johnny, here we go. I guess 400 clues.
Oh.
All right.
Eric starts this damn round.
Nah.
Me.
Oh.
Is.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, those are the best clues ever for this movie. We'll do it again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do it again.
De.
Me.
Oh.
Eh.
No, sorry, guys. Bummer.
Oh, okay, I guess we're just going to give it to you. Is that four rounds?
I think we have one more to go.
One more round.
And we have to sing all the clues now. You guys have all fallen
in. Oh, you tricked us, Eric.
Yeah, you did trick us into
you
that.
You rat fink.
That's another rule we didn't mention in the beginning. All right, we got Dick on line one. Hey, Dick.
Mm. Hi, hey, how's
Dick?
It going?
I haven't said that in a while. So it's nice.
Since you signed your last contract.
That was a good day for Mark that day. It's a big win for me and my tail.
Do I start?
Yep.
Bug.
Drink.
Haunted. Daylight.
What is it?
Beetlejuice?
Yes, thank you, Jesus Christ.
What a clutch play.
I'll tell you, what a comeback for this team.
Dick pulls it out again.
We knew we could count on Dick.
Dick rises to the occasion.
Dick came to play.
Dick did not let us down.
Oh, wow.
All right, Dick.
Hey, this Dick was born ready. Let me tell you.
Hey!
All right.
Dick, it's a quick Dick.
Do you want Judas Priest Dick or do you want Volbeat Ghost Dick? I mean,
Dick, we're asking.
I'm asking you to.
The band has been informed. Their name has been changed.
Dick?
Dick? Well, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Do you want Judas Priest or Volbeat Ghost?
I've been trying for days. I want Judas Priest. I want to go to that show.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Those are yours. Stay on hold.
If you think Dick don't know Jack, you got another thing coming.
Ooh.
Thank you.
All right.
I was up past midnight.
That was very creative of you, even though you're not creative at all.
I was living after midnight. No, this is my entire wad gets spent this hour.
Yes,
I come in here once a week mainly to impress Heidi. Does it
work?
No.
Oh, it does.
No,
it does. Sometimes
I get one text every 3 months. Hey, that was fun today.
Yeah.
See you next month. She has no idea I come in every week.
Exactly.
No idea.
So where are you going to be this weekend on stage?
Me and or my humanoid will be performing stand-up. This weekend is the Comedy Store, but then Sunday, big show right down the street in Burbank at Flappers.
Ooh, that's a great place to
see a show. I'm doing
a show
in the main room on Sunday. It's me, Justine Marino's a great comic, Rail Battle's a great comic.
You know Justine.
Yeah.
Christian Harloff making his 12-year...
Are you? He's going
Long
back on
wait.
Stage?
He's going back on stage to tell some
he's
jokes.
He's the Nick Diaz of comedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hasn't been in the octagon of comedy for a long time, but Christian Harloff is back.
I was going to say the Pennywise of comedy. Just shows up once every century.
Terrifies people.
He's the locus of comedy.
He's telling jokes. You see a red balloon float past him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But he's excited. It's going to be, it's at 9 p.m., and you can still grab some tickets. You can just follow me on social media, at Mark Ellis Live, and pick the last few up because it's going to be packed.
Oh, yeah. That's
Thank
a great
you
place.
For coming in, Mark. Always fun.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Time to get some traffic, Aki.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, a little after 9 a.m. We're on Thursday, September 23rd. Technically in the weekend if you're in college.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been stuck in something?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, besides the line to bang Johnny's mom?
Whoa!
I mean, of course, you could get tagged out or tagged in on that, but I mean, you know, it's not technically stuck, but I mean, like physically stuck in something.
I have.
What did you get physically stuck in that you had to be rescued from?
Well, you know, those—they're not hay bales. They're the mounds of hay that are like round.
Oh yes,
they look like gumdrops, but they're in barns.
Mm-hmm.
So I got stuck in between four of them.
Oh, God.
So, because there's a space in between.
You mean those big rolls of hay you see out in the field?
Yeah, but they're like mounds that sort of cascade down like a mountain of hay.
Yeah.
And when four of them intersect, there's a big hole right in the middle. And so my buddy used to own a barn when we were children, and we would jump from one to the next, and we'd chase each other around. Well, I went whoop, right in between four of them with one arm hanging up above my head. All they could see was my tiny little boy hand sticking out from the hay.
And they only found him because he was like, hey.
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 So Brian had to go get the adults, and they had to rescue me.
They rescued him. Were they making fun of you?
They were laughing pretty hard.
Okay, yeah. So they were like, what are you kids doing here playing on the hay?
No.
Hey,
no.
You kids!
Hey!
It was a Tennessee upbringing. So, yeah. I mean, that was all there was
there
to
was
do.
No, there was, yeah, there was nothing else to do.
But I was stuck in there for probably 20 full minutes, and all I could see in front of me was hay. I mean, pushed up against my face, up against my body. Hay hurts.
Like a hay avalanche.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I was just stuck. I couldn't move a muscle.
Wow.
Arms straight up in the air like this.
Because suffocated.
Yeah. Terrible. I still have flashbacks of that. I was stuck for a while.
Mm.
Could you find your penis in the haysack?
You see what you did there, Johnny?
Yeah.
Do you get it, Johnny?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Get it.
That's great.
Johnny, do you have something to say?
No, I was just thinking, Eric, you're Christian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were Christian Bale.
I really don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, you're just pissed off you didn't think of it.
A little bit. I'm jealous. Like, annoyed with myself.
I got that was the last straw?
I got all...
You're finally out of here?
Yeah. Yeah, my back's broken.
I'm going to bail.
All right. Have you ever been stuck in something? Because as a three-year-old girl, she got her head stuck between two bars of a railing in an apartment complex.
Kids do that crap a lot. I don't know why.
It happened in Boulder, Colorado. So police came and used a battering ram to free her.
Hmm.
But no, they didn't like knock her head out of the railing.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, battering
and
ram.
She's through.
No, they wedged the tool between the two of the bars and they turned it to pry the bars apart.
Yeah.
The little girl was amazed and relieved that the police got her out. So a news anchor asked her what she wanted to be when, you know, she grew up. And she said she wants to be a silly witch for Halloween.
Oh. Hmm? What do you want to be when you grow up? And she says, I want to be a silly witch for Halloween.
Yeah, all she heard was what you want to be, and she knew Halloween was coming up. She's excited. They thought she would say police officer since they saved her life.
Right, right.
And you know, usually when, you know, you have a traumatic experience and you're involved with somebody in the profession of some kind as a kid, you're like, I want to be that person when I grow up. But not this girl. She wants to be a scary witch. Mm. All right, there she is. If we're watching the video right now, a little more, and she
ample,
got
ample.
Somebody push her ears in. Jesus Christ!
Put some butter on her head. Ooh. Yeah, they're pulling her ears.
Butter on her head. Who are you, Matt Gaetz?
Wow.
I hate when I get stuck between two bars. I usually like to pick one.
Yeah, I've never been stuck between two. I just keep going. I'll hit every bar on that building.
And we know that's true.
Hey, 1-855-2955. You ever been stuck in something and had to be rescued to get you out? Mm. Oh, Crab. You know Crab got stuck in something.
He seems like a guy
he got
who...
stuck in a thought process.
Oh.
Hey, Crab.
I just wanted to say, hey, Eric. When I was a little kid, 10 years old, I got stuck in an elevator for 4 hours with my buddy, and the fireman had to come pull us up. We were stuck between floors. and I could hear my mom beating on the door. Hey, you kids, quit messing around. Like, you know, she was thought we were doing it on purpose.
Was this in an apartment building where you lived or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. When I was a little kid. And my friend pissed his pants. And
because he was scared or because you were in there so long and he just had to go?
No, he was scared, man. So, you know, that's before the... they had to pull us up by hand. They didn't have any machinery or nothing, so...
Yeah, Crab's an older fella, so, yeah, it was before.
What, the elevators were pulled up by hand?
Pulley system.
No, but a pulley system, and before hydraulics, probably. It's a good 55 years
ago. How in the hell do you get stuck if it's not even a hydraulic automatic system? If you can just pull it up or down, pull it up or down!
I don't know, man. I'm not an engineer.
What? Really?
But
huh.
That wasn't your minor in college after painting?
Well, Crab, much like your story, this show does have its ups and downs, and one of those is when you give us a call. So,
well, I'm still listening.
Thank you so much, Crab.
Yeah.
Let's see. Marvin got stuck in something. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, guys.
What did you get stuck in?
A foxhole full of barbed wire.
Oh.
And how did that happen?
Duty station out in Japan, we were doing a patrol, training. The last unit, they forgot to clean up. They decided, oh, let's just cover up that little hole. No one's going to walk through it. I guess we'll walk through it.
Oh.
Now, was it barbed wire or razor wire?
It was razor wire. Like the constant. Yeah. Well, that's a good pair of pants that day.
Jesus.
Can you just buy razor wire on the open market? Is that something that's like you have to have a permit for? I mean, because I'd like to put razor wire on the top of my fence.
Eric, I'm Frank, you're not putting razor wire on the top where you live?
Yeah. I think it looks cool.
You can get it on Amazon.
The Kramer
really?
Compound.
You can buy rolls of razor wire on Amazon? My God, what a company.
$75.
How much of a spool of razor wire do I get?
Like, if you spend $100, if you spend $99.99 right now, Frank, I'll give you 250 feet of razor wire, silver in color.
Wow.
Be careful opening that when it comes to the house. Ow!
Heidi, it opens itself.
Oh, I didn't realize. It really is handy.
All right, Marvin. I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you, do you want Judas Priest tickets or Volbeat and Ghost?
Judas Priest.
All right, you got Judas Priest tickets. That's my last pair to give away today. Going October 6th at the Microsoft Theater. Stay on hold.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've given away several Volbeat and Ghost tickets today. Now, pre-sale tickets on sale today from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So you got about 45 minutes till the pre-sale for that concert goes on sale. And if you want the pre-sale password, guess what it is? It's Volbeat and Ghost. Guess what it is? The pre-sale password the KLOS came up with for
rock.
Pre-sale tickets.
Rock.
No. Johnny, you got a guess?
Awesome.
No.
Volbeat and Ghost.
You got a guess, Jordan?
Ghost Beat?
No.
Is it KLOS?
Yep, it's KLOS. They really went out of their way this time to come up with something creative. Looks like those meetings are paying off, Keith.
Because I be in those meetings.
I stayed around here to come up with KLOS.
Okay, yes. KLOS for the pre-sale on the Ghost and Volbeat tickets. Start of the day, 10 a.m.
Real quick, just want to put my hand in the air. This meeting could have been an email.
Never even happen.
Let's start a thread.
Make an executive decision. We're going with KLOS.
All right. Good talk. I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe.
All right. Thomas calling in. Hey, Thomas.
Hi. Good morning. Morning.
Morning.
So you got stuck in something and had to be rescued.
So anyhow, I was doing maintenance work on my truck. I was back when I was 17 or something like that. Put the floor jack in the wrong position under my truck.
Oh, no.
And the truck came down on to my chest.
Oh!
And I had my leg underneath my truck, and the kid in the street, in the block, like, what's going on, Tommy? Like, call the fire department. They had to come out and raise the truck and get me out.
You could have died that day, crushing your chest.
Yeah, it's really very claustrophobic. My chest got compressed about an inch.
Ooh.
So was it heavy?
You think?
But I mean, if you're sitting there talking to the kid on the street, he's like, call the fire department. I mean, it wasn't like crushing you where you couldn't even breathe.
Well, by that time, the travel on the vehicle had stopped. It just pinned me in place.
Oh, my God, gotcha. Thomas.
Oh, Lord.
You still got that truck?
No.
See?
Got rid of it next day.
Hell yeah. It's a killer truck.
Thomas, you want to go to Volbeat and Ghost?
Excuse me again?
Nothing. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. Hello, Aaron.
I had a feeling he doesn't really know.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
All right, Aaron. Where'd you get stuck that you had to be rescued?
So I was little. This is a long time ago. You ever remember those Ringer washers? You have to put the clothes through. They had two like rolling bars.
Clothes through. Squeegee the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, rinse them out. My arm, when I was putting my hand in, putting the clothes in, my arm went right through and got stuck halfway up to my elbow.
Oh my God!
I wouldn't even know how you begin to get that out. You'd have to take the whole thing apart.
It was, yes. They literally had to unscrew the top and lift it off, and it was probably one of the worst pains I've ever had when I was a little kid.
Well, if they're rollers, why don't you just roll your arm back out?
It didn't go in reverse.
It goes one
way. It doesn't go in reverse.
No.
That's bad planning.
You set the shirt in, and it's wringing all the water out, and it goes out the other side. It doesn't go back
Yeah, blame Maytag, I guess.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like the one gear bike mechanism where it's just, you know, reverses brakes.
Correct.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, can I get some of those Volbeat and Ghost tickets?
You sure can. There you go. Those are yours.
Thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you. Stay at home. In other news, a 24-year-old man in Denver met his soulmate on Tinder last August.
Okay. Yes, you can. I know you're...
I mean, maybe there's dating sites that you think you might meet your soulmate on, you know, or it's like more like an eHarmony.
Mm-hmm.
Something where you're like serious about dating and it's not just hooking up, but met your soulmate on Tinder?
I don't think Tinder's a hookup app anymore.
When did you hear this?
I mean, I think it can be, but I think other people have found love online.
No, I think Tinder's still a hookup app. I think it's like all these other ones have popped up, so they become popular, like the Bumble, where the girl's going to pick you
or
and
Hitch.
You can't swipe. I don't know what the hell it is. Yeah. I'm not really on it. I probably
not
should.
Really
I,
on it. I probably, you shouldn't be at all.
I mean, I do have a Tinder profile, but I haven't really looked at it in a long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this guy in Denver met his soulmate on Tinder last August with another guy. I mean, there was Grindr for that.
Hmm. Yeah, I did too. I don't know.
But the other guy matched in more ways than one. The man needed the original guy who was on Tinder needed a kidney.
Oh.
And earlier this year, the other guy offered to be his donor.
Wow.
And so, yeah, he was a match, and the procedure happened last month. So basically, this guy has two organs of this guy inside him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want you inside me.
What?
Your kidney.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
No, my kidney. Okay, listen. Let me start over. I'm dying.
Now, is it really the soulmate, or, you know, you found a match, and so now they, you know, swipe right for a kidney, and I'll let you sleep with me? You know what I mean? Mm. Is that payment for the kidney? Like a little prostitution?
Mm. Organ prostitution. How much for a BJ?
Is there somebody you would give a kidney to have sex with them?
Oh.
818-955-2955. Celebrity kidney donations.
Mm.
Who would you give a kidney to just to have sex with them once? Johnny, Heidi's running through her list.
I got to really think about this.
You can donate your lungs and heart as well.
Oh, great. And my liver?
Liver, pancreas, all the stuff that you don't need.
I thought that was...
All right.
Britney Spears.
You would give her a kidney.
I would give her a kidney and a kid.
She's still your number one, huh?
Still to this day.
Yeah.
Britney today.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know if you've looked at her Instagram lately, but damn. She's looking good.
Yeah, she does.
For 39?
She's happy. 39? Now she's happy, finally.
Jordan, who would you give a kidney to just to have sex with one night?
Sydney Sweeney.
Damn, Jordan.
You guys watch that Voyeurs?
Sydney, I watched Voyeurs. I know you mentioned it, but Sydney Sweeney was like the daughter in White Lotus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The teenage daughter.
Yeah, what? I mean, just
she's also
Voyeurs.
On Euphoria as the teenager in high school.
She's grown up since then.
Sydney Sweeney. He's regretting that answer now. He's like, damn it.
No way.
Let's see. Marcy's in there. Marcy's waiting impatiently to do her show. She's like, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy, who would you give a kidney to? What celebrity kidney giveaway? Just to have sex with them one night.
God. That's tough.
Yeah. So many. Women have to think more about this than guys do. We do.
I don't know. Let's go Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh, Lenny Kravitz. Wow, good choice.
Okay, that didn't take her that long.
Eric?
Listen, I've got a beautiful woman. Been there, done that. Morgan Freeman. You want a kidney, Morgan? You're going to die.
Wait, you
gotta have sex with me.
You want Morgan to have sex with you.
Or you're gonna have sex
with
Morgan.
No, I'm totally gonna do Morgan. Totally. Oh. Just for the story alone. I've got a beautiful woman. I don't need to give my kidney to a beautiful woman to have sex with her. I do it all the time. But the story
he
of Morgan.
He just wanted to get himself a kidney.
Eric gave it to me so good. That was the day.
He wore me like a pair of shoes.
That's interesting. You've really
think
really,
about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to die, Morgan.
Yeah.
That's quotes from Glory Hole.
I was just trying to get him.
No.
He dug inside me like Andy Dufresne in a mile of S.
He stuck it in my Z-Watt Tenejo.
When he emerged from the other side.
They tore that off and found a hole.
See what I mean? The story alone.
He carved Eric was here in my ass, G.
Yeah, that is a better way to go.
Oh, it's a much better story than them having sex with a supermodel or a singer.
I'm glad everybody hung up after that. They're like, you know what? I can't top Morgan Freeman
for a kidney.
So, you know, my answer seems boring after that. So thank you, everyone, for you hung up and didn't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come right back. Who knows what we're going to do next? Stick around. We're Heidi and Frank.
And Frank Show on Southern California's Rock Station 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Just took some calls for people who got stuck. It had to be rescued from something. A little 3-year-old girl got her head stuck in an apartment complex railing and had to have the cops come out with a battering ram and kind of pry the bars wider so she could get her little ears around it. Got some text coming in. You can always text the show if you can't get through on the phone. Text HF in your comments to 68683. 760 says, I used to be a magician's assistant, and my magician once forgot me in a prop. Her lower half, anyway. 949 says, when my sister was a fat toddler.
Leave it to the siblings.
She got stuck in one of those wooden high chairs at a nice restaurant, and everyone in the place watched them rub butter on her and shake her upside down.
See, butter! I'm telling you.
Shake her upside down. Oh, come on. Talk about embarrassing.
We're never going back here.
Did you ever live that down?
Not in the family. They called her, you know, butter chair, probably.
Oh, God.
That's how it had gone in my family.
That's when you had an all-time low as a toddler.
What's up, butter chair?
They got to shake me out of a high chair because I'm so fat.
She's a bit of a butter chair, if you know what I mean. And that just means fat.
Yeah, she's a bit of a butter chair. Hey, that's the new girl you're dating. She's a bit of a butter chair.
What do you mean? Got it. Yeah. You know, but fun. Tons of fun.
Here's a feel-good story, I guess. Four young men in Seminole County, Florida helped an elderly woman at a crosswalk. Now, she was in an electric scooter, but it had broken down, and it was raining out, so they helped push her home, and it was only about 3 blocks away, but the chair's wheels were locked up, because once the battery is charged, gone, there's no neutral on those things.
Right.
Locked up, and the sidewalks were slick, so they were able just to push her up a slick side, and it was uphill. For 3 blocks. They said, you know, the four guys say they were just looking out for a neighbor. Look at that. A nice story coming out of Florida.
Doesn't happen very often.
Oh, what's this handed to me? A stack of stories? Do you think these stories are from Florida or anywhere else?
All right.
818-955-2955. That's how you get into it, folks. Florida or anywhere else. I still have a couple of pairs of tickets to go see Volbeat and Ghost. Now, if you don't win them here, playing Florida or anywhere else, it's going to be March 3rd at the Honda Center in Anaheim. You can actually go to Ticketmaster.com at 10 a.m. today and use the pre-sale password of KLOS to jump on those tickets before they're sold out. Volbeat and Ghost. Florida or anywhere else, Heidi will help you play. She's played this game every single time. Sometimes she's hot, sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
Here we go. A man named Sir Dangerous.
Okay, I don't have anything so far.
Kidnapped a woman and promised to make her life miserable. And that was my wedding vows.
I'm going to go anywhere else.
Sir Dangerous, promised to make this woman's life miserable.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go anywhere else on that.
Going anywhere else. Bonnie's the first one through. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
All right, a man named Sir Dangerous kidnapped a woman and promised to make her life miserable. Florida or anywhere else?
Ooh, Florida.
Heidi said anywhere else. She still wants to go to Florida?
No. I really want Volbeat tickets. I really want to get this right.
All right. Go with your gut. Just go with your gut.
So what do you want to go with? I mean, Heidi said anywhere.
I'm going to say Florida.
You're going to say Florida?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yes, hey! Florida. Oh, Woo! Thank God you didn't listen to Heidi. Finally, nickel broke if I said that.
Right. You'd be a rich man, Frank.
Yep. A 27-year-old man in Florida allegedly kidnapped a woman, threatening her with a box cutter. Sounds dangerous. That's also his name. Sir Dangerous Lashad London. It's his entire name. Sounds like he's an AKC dog. Sir Dangerous Lashad London. He's a Cocker Spaniel.
We call him Clearwater. We just call him Lundy.
All right, you won.
Wow.
Yay!
You're going to Volbeat and Ghost.
That's tough. Oh, awesome.
Good job.
Stand hold. I still have two pairs of tickets. You're welcome. Two pairs of tickets to give away, and Clinton was next. Hello, Clinton.
Yo, how's it going? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Girls.
Here we go, Clinton. Georgia car thief unwittingly steals unmarked sheriff's vehicle. Florida or anywhere else?
Anywhere else.
Heidi?
Florida. The suspense is...
Yes, it was anywhere else. It was Georgia.
Yeah!
All right, you got the Volbeat and Ghost tickets, okay?
Nice! Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. And hope. I think I could have made that game any easier. All right, who's next? It's Ty. Hello, Ty.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
There are no ties in this game. There's only winners and losers. Ty.
He's just ready to play.
All right, here we go. A guy stabs his coworker with a pen for telling him to work harder.
Let's go with anywhere else.
I agree.
Two
anywhere
workers
else.
At Five Guys. The Burger Joint.
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
Not Johnny's mom's bedroom. You're saying anywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You got the last pair of Volbeat Ghost tickets.
Super sick. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Stay at home, bud. All right, now we're down to giving away random T-shirts from our closet.
Okay.
Could be the Heidi and Frank exclusive ugliest T-shirt ever made. Or could be a Dick Tizzy shirt. Could be KLOS. Who knows what you're going to get?
It could be the shirt that Frank blows his nose in daily.
I still have that in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just bring this very soft roll of Bounty in to blow my nose on from now on.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Be a man. Don't use cotton or Kleenex or whatever.
Use sandpaper.
All right, who's next? It's going to be David. Hello, David.
Hey there. Hi, guys.
Hi, David. All right, winding down the show here. Marcy Weiser's taking over after the show. David, would you give Marcy a kidney to have sex with her?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Give both of them. All right, here we go. A drunk woman crashed into her husband's car while picking him up from his own drunken crash.
That sounds anywhere like Florida else. To me.
Right, he's going Florida. You're going anywhere else. That was Indiana, Heidi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our home state.
All right.
So hey, proud.
What?
Can I get an autographed Frank and Heidi shirt?
Yeah, we'll definitely sign that for you.
All right.
Stay on hold, David. The couple in southern Indiana Didn't get the memo about the dangers of drinking and driving.
I'd love to know what part.
56-year-old Donald Ricketts.
Oh, God.
Oh, you did an orange, Don. I think that's...
D. Ricketts. How weird is that? No, that's scurvy.
It's scurvy, not Ricketts.
Ricketts is vitamin
D. The same era of disease.
It is, but Ricketts is your vitamin D deficiency.
Really?
Which Johnny's mom does not have.
Oh! That's a couple.
Yeah, that you know what, Heidi? Your mom is so stupid, it's not that she didn't support you. She just thought the LGBTQ was a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, 56-year-old Donald Ricketts was out drunk driving when he crossed the center line and struck a tractor trailer headed in the opposite direction. Oh, God, damn. He must have been drunk to live through that.
Ragdoll.
So after the crash, Donald called his wife and asked her to pick him up. So 55-year-old Charal Ricketts hopped into another car, headed his way, but when she got to the scene, she crashed into Don's car, which was still in the middle of the road.
How about say, babe, I can't come because I've been drinking.
And Cheryl was drunk, too.
I'll have my friend come and get you.
Actually, I think her name's Cheryl, but she spells it C-H-E-R-A-L.
C-H-E-R-A-L.
I think she's going for Cheryl, but she didn't know how to spell it.
Oh, yeah.
Her parents didn't know how to spell.
We have a cousin whose name is David. His name is David.
Yeah?
But they where I grew up, they say David.
They say David.
David.
David?
So they have a T on the end, so it's D-A-V-I-T. David.
Shut up.
His name is David.
Is that your cousin?
Yes.
Yeah.
David.
Fruit doesn't fall far. Oh, my God. That's her.
Oh, geez.
That's Cheryl. She's 55.
She's 4 years older than you.
Yeah. My God, I'm looking good.
We just learned about booze news.
So
we just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
Brought to you by Black and American Whiskey from Masters of Rock Metallica and legendary master distiller Dave Pickrell. Go pick up some Black and Whiskey. You will not regret it. Where's my coffee?
It's delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The blood alcohol level on Don was 0.28.
Wasted.
That's pretty drunk.
Well, that's why he fought that samurai.
And Cheryl
truck.
Was 0.22.
Ooh. Yeah, how about you go, babe, I can't come and get you. I've been drinking. Well, I have to, you gotta call somebody
I'm thinking
else.
They're the type of drinkers and alcoholics who kind of maintain a 0.20.
Oh, I see what you're
she
saying.
She probably had a couple beers, thought she was fine. She's 2.8.
Damn.
All right, who's up next? Looks like it's gonna be Dahlia. Hey, Dahlia.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
Where are you calling from?
From Vernon, city of Vernon.
Oh, Vernon. All right.
What do you look like, Dahlia, if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
Well, I guess no celebrity looks like me.
Oh, you're original and unique. Are you blonde?
I'll guess
brunette?
Antonio Banderas.
No, I'm Mexican.
Okay.
All right, Dahlia.
We like it so far.
Here we go. Florida or anywhere else. A guy defecated in a grocery store freezer right on the Totino's pizza rolls.
I would say anywhere else.
Me too. I agree with that.
Anywhere else. Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oklahoma. All right, Dahlia. You want a t-shirt?
Yes, one of your guys' t-shirts, please.
Are you a VIP as well, Dahlia?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much for the support. You can become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. Get your t-shirt. Stay in hold, Dahlia. Love you, too. Yeah, I guess this dude's more of a Hot Pocket fan.
Oh, God. An Alabama Hot Pocket.
This is an Oklahoma Hot Pocket.
Oh,
where you take,
no.
take crap out of Totino's.
Gave her the old...
Totino's, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Is that those really cheap pizzas, the Totino's?
They're like
that you can get for a dollar. Yeah, I remember freezer stacked with those in college.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
It's not clear why he did it. The worst part is like, a customer found it. I think something in the freezer.
Oh.
It's like somebody unwrapped a baby Ruth and left it in the pizza section.
I mean, they have bathrooms at stores. You can, I mean, if you.
Oh, yeah. A woman named Shirley was shopping with her two kids. She opened the freezer to grab some pizza rolls. Chose the wrong pack. After the guy did his business, he used a pack of them to cover it up. Oh, so
he made a sandwich.
So she grabbed the one on top. She felt something smushy on her hand.
Okay, I can't.
Maybe this was the case where he really had to go.
Yeah, but there are bathrooms and stores.
No,
you can.
If you really got to go like that, just crap your pants.
Yeah, right. And then just leave. Just get out of the store.
Crap your pants, leave the cart, and get the hell out.
Go hose yourself off somewhere. God.
When she saw what was under the pizza rolls, she freaked out and immediately told an employee. She says she washed her hands and used bleach to disinfect them, but she and her kids could still smell it as they drove home.
Oh.
They kept the box? Get a new one!
Yeah, you don't take that home. Well,
actually, if I got crap on my hand in a freezer section at a grocery store, I'm leaving my cart and walking out.
Oh, yeah, I'll just start...
I've lost all appetite for anything that I've recently purchased.
Correct. Oh, my God.
The store where it happened is a chain called Crown Foods.
No,
it's Crest Foods. I'm sorry.
Jesus, Frank.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Yeah.
They checked the security footage. The other guy was also walking around taking photos of women with his phone. They posted a shot of him walking out and hope someone can ID him.
Can we not get better security cameras? I mean, we got a Nest Cam at my house, and it's $99, and it's clear as a bell. It's...
Yeah.
I can zoom in. I can be like, yeah, there we are. I mean, it's. I don't understand in 2021 why we have grainy black and white footage. It's an $100 camera that you can get. And you literally plug it into the wall.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing.
Well, obviously, they never updated their system. Then whenever the place was built, that's the same system they've had, and it's worked ever since.
That always bugs me on TV shows, too, where you're just like, oh, we do have some footage we found. You're like, well.
Yeah, the guy who needs to get all the pixels together takes half of the day while you're trying to solve the case.
Can you get a close shot of that license plate and maybe we can clean that up? Come on.
All right, almost done. Here we go. It's Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Lake Forest.
Lake Forest. What do you look like? You better compare yourself to a celebrity.
Actually, I look a lot like... Avril Lavigne. I've gotten a lot of that, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you look like
weird.
Her, or it's the blazer and the necktie.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right, here
and
we,
the, like,
I like
heavy
it.
Makeup.
Here we go.
All right.
A guy does circles in a police parking lot until they finally arrest him for drunk driving.
Florida.
Yeah, I agree with Heidi.
Oh, our first loss, I think. That is actually Canada. Sorry, Chloe. Isn't Avril Lavigne Canadian, too?
Yep.
It's weird how Canadians think they look like Canadian celebrities.
Weird.
Is Chloe Canadian, though?
No, she's
from Longwood.
Hmm.
Or what'd she say? Lake Forest?
Lake Forest, off the 5 freeway.
Okay. Oh, the story was from Canada.
That's right.
That's where it was, the connection.
And she said,
and
the Lake
she
Forest
said Avril Lavigne.
Said that she said Avril
a Canadian
Lavigne
celebrity.
From
okay,
Canada.
Gotcha, man.
Why you gotta go and make things so complicated?
I said, see you later, boy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, Eric, if all the criminals made it this easy on cops, we'd eventually have no crime. Some guy near Toronto is driving around his red Cadillac. According to police, he was impaired, so... either drunk or on drugs, but we'll go with booze news. Drunk. Brought to you by Black and American Whiskey. For some reason, he decided to start doing donuts in a police parking lot.
Hmm.
You know, if you're doing donuts, police are going to show up, right?
Hey.
Is it hot in here?
Yes.
My God.
Let's take off all our clothes, because I am getting hot. I want to take my clothes off.
No, let's just change the thermostat
so
and, you layer up. Hello, David.
Hey, Hank and Freddy. This is Big Dave.
Hey, Dave. Big Dave.
Big Dave. And I just want to say, you guys seen that movie on the What About the Johnsons?
Yes.
Hey, doesn't it make you want to go and take all your kids' pictures that he has of you away from him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the strange thing about the Johnsons
Frank,
on Venmo, or Vimeo.
Yeah. And just to let you know, Frank, I grew up, my brother Paul calling me David all the time.
David.
And there's no T in my name.
David.
All right.
David, yes. Every time he was mad at me, guys.
Yep.
So what am I playing for, guys?
Oh, here we go. You're playing for a T-shirt and maybe a VIP. Are you a VIP, David?
Yeah, I've been a VIP. I could go. I just canceled. I just
canceled
recently.
No, no, I canceled. Just ran out. Just ran out. Just ran out.
Bitch, god damn it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
All right, how do you think Johnny makes money here? All right, here we go. Florida, anywhere else? Two moms pull out guns during argument at elementary school.
Anywhere else?
Two moms, anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Probably East LA.
It was Missouri, actually.
Oh, wow.
Right. Missouri, yeah.
All right, Dave, I'm going to send you a t-shirt, okay?
Hey, can you guys autograph it too for me and my wife, Lori?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
will. A wedding present from last week. Remember we got married?
Oh, that's right, all yes. Right.
Yeah, we're that couple.
Congrats.
That's Big Dave and Lori.
Big Dave and Lori. We'll be sure and sign it, Big Dave and Lori.
From Pico Rivera.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, David. Stay at home. Oh, yeah, remember I said, why'd you ruin your life?
And I said, don't say that. He's getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, two moms pulled out their guns during an argument outside of elementary school during a drop-off. Nobody was hurt during the incident. The parents involved have been identified as, and the district has taken swift action. What do? You kick their kids out of school because the moms are idiots? I guess one of the moms walked to the car of the other woman to apologize, saying it was an accident. Wait, what? Oh, they cut her off. Mm. This is drop-off lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So this other mom cut her. Oh, don't cut off in the drop-off line. So one of the moms walked to the car of the other woman to apologize, saying it was an accident. The argument became heated, and the woman inside the car pulled out a gun. The mom outside the vehicle says, I got one for you, too, and goes to retrieve her firearm. The argument ended at that point. The mom has dropped off their children and left the property. See, that's why everybody should carry guns.
What do you say? An armed society is a polite society.
Yeah, like, really? Oh, really? Okay.
Really?
Okay. That's all right. Thanks. Bye. See you tomorrow. Eric, do you want one last news for us? We can stop this. Cause I'll save these last Floridas for anytime else.
Sure. Florida or anytime else.
Yes, anytime else, because okay. this game will happen later.
9:52 in the morning. This is brought to you by 6550 Realty Group. They always sponsor this news. The last one of the day. They will sell your home, list and sell, for a flat fee of $6,550. Call 6550 Realty Group. That's all you have to do, 888-510-6550. Want to remind you, you're still listening for a keyword. And the number to text is 68683. You can go ahead and put that in your phone. Then listen for that special keyword nearly every hour here on KLOS. So all you got to do is text that, and you could win 4 Disneyland passes and $500. And again, if you don't win today, try again tomorrow. It's a clean slate. New keywords nearly every hour. Your chances are always the same. So keep trying over and over and over and over.
Okay.
Daniel, I think Frank called him Danielle earlier in the show. Daniel Franco was the winner.
Oh, Daniel. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So you can imagine if Daniel was listening, he was like, I was so close.
Yeah.
Danielle Franco won.
No, it's like, one letter off.
No, but it was Daniel Franco was yesterday's winner. So congrats to him. All right. A committee that advises the CDC, not the exact CDC, but a committee is scheduled to vote today on who would be eligible for a booster shot.
65 and older with pre-existing conditions. That should have been from the beginning. Next.
Well, that's actually true. That's what has already happened, but then they're trying to decide who else would be eligible.
Nobody else. That's it. Next.
For a booster shot?
Yeah.
And maybe poor countries.
Okay. You should replace CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
Next!
Be the smallest, shortest press conferences ever. Next!
All right, so the search continues for Brian Laundrie, the fiance of homicide victim Gabby Petito. They're going to continue across a vast alligator-infested Florida wetland looking for him.
I think he killed himself.
You do?
Oh, that's interesting.
If I had to guess, if he did kill her and now he's distraught, he goes out to the Everglades someplace and he kills himself. And now he's alligator chat.
I went down in the rabbit hole last night watching videos of their videos together. The video that we played yesterday, I watched the audio we played. I watched the video of that. And I mean, I'll tell you, they seemed really in love and cute together and everything on their Insta and their life together. Mm. They were childhood sweethearts, and you know, and then he finally proposed, and I don't know.
Maybe something super like crazy happened. Maybe he didn't do it, but then they were like, I don't know. But him knowing the truth, never wanted to reveal what happened to her. even though he wasn't responsible for it, but maybe he was like forced to watch. That's why he went and killed himself and fed himself to alligators.
We don't know any of that.
And we'll never know.
No, we might, hopefully will. They'll catch Brian Laundrie and we'll know. That's the hope.
You know, Laundrie always seems to pop up. Am I right, ladies?
Now who's sexist?
Well, I was just trying to fit in on this show. You know.
Well.
Kill or be killed is basically how I play now.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tired. I think Heidi needs her pill.
Can I take two?
Here's the bottle.
Just go and take them all.
And a map of the Everglades.
Take it with some alcohol.
I'm going to take it with some hand sanitizer. Perfect. That's all I've got here. We're not allowed to have anything else, you know? Oh, boy, that's strong. That packs a punch. I want to get it done, though.
Okay, the teachers are getting a 5% wage increase. You know, they've been ongoing with this debate. And the LAUSD and its teachers union announced a tentative agreement yesterday that will involve safety protocols and learning support for students who must quarantine because of COVID-19. They're going to get that 5% pay raise and other financial boosts as well. The agreement still has to be approved by a vote, but they think it's going to happen.
Oh, so they bitched and complained about hazard pay so much they finally got it?
I guess.
Well, they're paid very little anyway.
Yeah, I mean, 5%. It's not asking too much, I don't think so. Based on what their original wages were.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the big question here in L.A. is now that we have to show proof of vaccine at any event over 1,000 people, everybody's asking, well, what does that involve? What kind of proof? Do we have to show a physical card? Can we use the digital pass? So here is the official word. According to health county officials, acceptable proof of vaccination status includes the following. A vaccination card. The standard white card that you got when you got vaccinated. Or a World Health Organization vaccine card. That's yellow. If you received one of those, that'll count. Frank, that you've got the white one. It's already torn to hell.
That's how you know it's real.
You've got the California Department of Public Health digital vaccination record.
That's what I
which
have.
I think is what you downloaded, Heidi.
I tried to get in there to get my digital download, my barcode for my particular vaccine. And I wasn't in the system.
Oh, no.
So when you think about when they're That's doing the numbers odd. For vaccines, I mean, if they my information, my card never went to the actual digital data bank, then maybe there's a lot more people vaccinated than they think.
Well, this also says other COVID-19 digital vaccination records that are approved. So you may have a different database somehow. So wherever you got vaccinated, look on their website.
Weird.
I know I got vaccinated at Rite Aid, and they sent me a direct link to mine through my text messages.
Yeah,
since your
barcode.
Your phone number was made public, you probably...
Yeah, I got mine at King's Fish House.
Documentation of vaccination from the healthcare provider or entity that gave it to you. So if the hospital gave you some sort of different vaccine, they'll accept those. Mm. And the immunization registry vaccination record. But I think the most popular ones are probably the white one and the digital card.
Right.
And those will both be accepted at those major events here in California.
All right.
Or in LA County. All right. A couple of stories in the Rock Report. We've been giving away Judas Priest tickets. And if you're super excited about a new album from Judas Priest, stop getting excited. It's not happening. They basically say, we're touring right now. No, we can't record a new album. We do have it ready to go. They've written it. It's ready to lay down. But because of this tour...
I am too.
Then they're going to record it next year is what they're saying. They're booked up through Christmas. They'll probably lay it down in 2022. And then you'll have new Judas Priest in 2023. We also gave away Rolling Stones tickets, didn't we?
We did.
And they've got a new music video for Living in the Heart of Love, and they dedicated it to Charlie Watts. At the end of the video, it's just an on-screen dedication that says, Charlie is my darling, at the end of it. So watch that music video in honor of Charlie Watts. And finally, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are postponing the rest of their current tour due to...
COVID-19.
Yes, you got it. They announced the news on social media saying, while we are fully vaccinated, we are still being extremely cautious to protect our fans, our crew, and everyone else that works so hard to put on our shows. They're going to play one more show September 28th before shutting it down the rest of the year. So I don't know. They haven't said somebody was positive, just out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
And that's your Rock Report, and that's your news.
Next year's California State Fair will give out an award for the best marijuana grown in the state. But the real winner will be the guy running the funnel cake stand next door.
Yeah.
I mean, you think with the fair menu, it looks like we've been having the best marijuana growing award for years.
Oh, my God.
And in ironic news, Heidi, you know how much you love that.
Yep.
The creator of the board game Life has died.
Whoa.
Apparently he lost. All right. Let's apologize to those we have offended and get the hell out of here.
Mad, Cat Houses, 909ers, and the Van Peebles family.
Old Jesus boy.
Oh, my God.
Willy Wonka, Ana DeFranco, and the Sutherland Acting Clan.
Naggers, Storm Chasers, Antonio Banderas, and Sluggo.
People with Tails, Gay Robots, Sir Dangerous, and the WNBA.
Gay Kidney Donors, Magician's Assistants, People with Lupus, and my cousin David.
Molly Ringwald, Adele, Fat Toddlers, and Dipshits. You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 955 KLOS.